the Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
It's Thursday.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Beautiful morning, isn't it?
It's still a bit early.
When are you going to wake up?
Be extremely careful what you say. I haven't had my coffee yet, and I'm in no mood for stupid, irresponsible remarks.
It is a ridiculous waste of time. With no merit or meaning or lasting benefit on society. It's like a drain of global spiritual energy.
We've got great audio interfaces.
What good is a multi-wave distortion pedal without a true bypass?
I'm done re-kafoobling the energy motron!
What's the matter with everybody? Everybody's so grumpy every morning around here.
It's Thursday.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Throw the switch.
We gotta go, go, go!
Let's go!
Show must go on, right?
Go, go!
It's showtime.
Well, I've been waiting, waiting. So long.
Good morning, everybody. It's Thursday, April 14th. The year is 2016 for you time travelers. 6:08 in the a.m.
Hot day of 74 degrees.
74, guys. It's going to be sunny, finally.
And now it seems I'm falling,
falling for her.
If you'd like to call our little morning show here, we call the Morning Invasion. You can dial us up at 338-3700. You can also text the show, 505-585-LIVE, 585-5483. Thanks for all the text messages, guys. Appreciate it. It's a great way to stay anonymous, you know? I love hearing from the people that never call the radio show, because 90% of the audience never calls the show. So now you can just text, and if you want to weigh in on a topic, maybe we're interviewing somebody. How are you guys doing this morning?
Me?
Stoked.
Did you get a haircut?
I did get a haircut.
A little trim?
Yeah,
looks good.
Thanks, buddy. I'm glad you just noticed it.
I just noticed it.
I noticed it immediately yesterday when we met up after the show.
At the Astro Zombies.
Yeah, we hang out after work. We always go hang out together, and it's really cool.
We went to the comic store.
Well, we hung out too, Steve-O.
Oh, that's right. We played video games.
Yeah.
Dude, actually.
I hung out at the gym by myself.
All by yourself?
Dude.
No, that was actually a big class.
Oh, I got a workout yesterday.
Oh, gosh.
That we have to talk about coming up.
Oh, I bet.
I know what this is all about.
Oh, yeah. I saw the post.
He heard it through my headset.
Really? I bet that was awesome. I wish you could have recorded that audio.
That's exactly what it sounded like.
And then Chrissy going,
seriously, that's exactly what it sounded like. And Steve-O was like, just stop. I'm playing my game.
Dude.
Somebody grab the chicken.
Dex and I were playing The Division yesterday. We are locked in on this mission that we have been desperately trying to... One freaking mission. One! One stupid mission that we've been stuck on for days.
Yeah.
Because it's a level 14 mission and we were both level... Well, I was a level 10. He was a level 11. And we kept getting our butts kicked.
We couldn't do it.
We couldn't do it.
I kept telling Steve-O, just let's give up.
And I refuse. Never give up. Right. Never surrender. We keep going. So we kept trying. We kept trying. And in the middle of that, all of a sudden I hear, Steven!
Oh!
Yeah.
I heard the chicken in my headphones.
Because
I heard a chicken. Was the chicken in the living room with
somehow,
you? Did it get in the house?
No. Somehow the chickens got out. They literally flew the coop.
Yeah.
All right.
How did they get out?
I have no idea. I'm going to retell the story, I'm sure, when Josette is here, because Josette from Swerf, she helps us week in and week out with dogs.
Right.
And I have never been more proud of a dog in my entire life.
Good job, Rocket.
I'm like in the middle of this mission, so I duck and I just take cover behind this ledge and jump over the couch and run outside. Controller still in my hand, still sporting a super sweet Xbox One headset. And I just I throw my controller in my back pocket, just knowing that I'm going to die. So I keep going, I'm going to get sniped, bro. I'm going to get sniped. And I'm looking around, and Rocket is somehow herding the chickens. Like, our previous puppy, R.I.P., Indiana Jones. I miss you so much every day. he attacked one of our chickens, what was it, a couple years ago, and almost ate one, right? Like, he hated the chickens. Rocket ran up, was running up to the chickens and pushing them with his nose back towards the coop.
Yeah, wow. Rocket.
Like, hurting the chickens.
Like, he knew.
He knew and was helping us because the chickens were doing this very thing. Didn't know where they were going. Freaking out.
Good gosh.
So I'm in the backyard.
I heard the whole thing
Chrissy
over my headphones.
Screaming bloody murder.
What were you doing?
Well, the funny thing is, now it's all coming together because I thought Steve-O was actually playing the game while the chaos was happening. But in reality, he wasn't. But his guy
wireless,
was moving.
His guy was controller.
Your guy was moving and actually doing things. So I thought you were still playing the game while you were hurting the chickens.
I shoved it
or something.
In my back pocket.
You were playing, though. The guy was running around shooting.
Man,
I'm serious.
Guys. Which is hilarious because what happened is probably I jammed it in my back pocket and it probably pulled
so
the
you were still.
You blasted a sniper that was about ready to kill me.
That's incredible.
It was incredible.
Okay, so Rocket is pushing the
so
chickens
Rocket's
with his
pushing
nose.
The chickens.
And you're pushing the game board with your butt.
And I'm like.
And this is all I can hear is like, and then, but Steve is blasting people and chickens and Chrissy's.
Chrissy's just screaming, Steven!
And Brody's in the background like screaming.
Yeah, dude, it was hilarious. So, three of the chickens get back into the coop, but this one somehow got over the fence, as in the other, not the garden area, but the other half of our yard, and Rocket's shooing this chicken towards the fence, and finally the chicken runs into the horse fencing, because I built this horse fencing area, and its head got stuck in one of the little, so I was able to run up and push its head back through, and whoop, and then just grab it by the legs, so that's why you heard the flailing, because it was upside down, screaming bloody murder directly into the Xbox One headset.
Gosh.
I hand the chicken back to Chrissy. I'm like, I know that I'm dead because we're on this stupid mission.
No, you actually killed a couple snipers.
I just in my brain,
that
I'm going, I know
away.
I'm gone. I know I'm dead. I hand the chicken back to Chrissy and look over, and my neighbor...
Yeah,
is standing there grilling, just staring,
just watching, just
saw the whole thing, just like bug-eyed, staring at us.
Spatula
in hand, not even kidding. And it was like, gosh, one of these days I got to go meet that neighbor.
Is that the Fred Durst neighbor?
No, they're gone. It's the freaky neighbor directly behind us. Just staring.
The one that just stared at
you. Yes!
And then there he was again.
There he was again. Just
staring.
Flipping burgers staring at
me. Yeah, you need to go meet him.
Man, so, I've got to
That's wonderful.
Chrissy made it very clear I'm going to have to reinforce something or do something because she literally, this last weekend, planted our entire garden.
Oh,
and
gosh.
They somehow got out and they destroyed our entire, all of our beds.
That's
all the chives, all the tomato plants, everything completely ripped out.
Yeah, those chickens are lucky they still have their heads.
Dude, I honestly thought Chrissy was going to kill them. She was like ready to just take them and drive them out to the river
and
just
wring
let
their
them
necks.
Go. She was so upset because
neck.
She spent this entire last weekend getting all of the tomatoes planted, all of the onions, all of the
stupid
beans,
chickens.
All of our peppers, everything planted. And they seriously ripped every single vegetable out. Every single one. They completely, to the root, destroyed it. I hate chickens. I hate them, Doc.
Man, I'm so glad you guys have chickens. It makes me so happy
when
everything goes crazy.
I'm never going to have chickens now. Never.
I wish that there was a way for you guys to record that audio in case something crazy happens while you're playing video.
Right?
Games.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that's incredible.
It really was.
Yeah.
Steven! It was crazy, dude.
338-3700 is the phone number.
Happy Thursday.
Yeah, it's
happy Thursday, bro.
Week's almost over. It's crazy.
It's almost Christmas.
This week has gone by really, really fast for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure why.
Well,
I don't know. What's going on this week? Is anything going on this weekend? Are we doing anything this weekend?
No. Not this weekend.
Did we make any commitments?
Next weekend. Is it next weekend? Yeah. Dude, next weekend, we got Citizens and Saints rocking worship here at Calvary.
Oh. We're not supposed to start announcing that until the 16th.
Oh. Right.
Which is Saturday.
Never mind. Can we scrub that from the podcast later?
No.
If you were listening.
It's there forever.
You know what, though? Here's the deal, bro.
Uh-oh. Don't yell at me.
You want me to get on a soapbox real quick?
Oh, God.
Oh, we can't announce this until this date. We can't do this. Make sure you don't announce
King
and Country at Freedom Celebration. Yep. Don't do that. So we're still not allowed to announce that yet. But they put a video on Facebook announcing it.
Yeah, they did. They did. And that's not on us, man. That's on all the people that are like, don't announce it. And then for some reason, they announce it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not on us.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to do what we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like Steve-O mentioned, there's a concert that's going to be happening soon.
Not allowed to say who yet. It's going to be incredible.
No. Yeah.
Incredible.
Sports.
Sports.
Is this a bass solo?
Flea based the national anthem.
He based it.
The Kobe Bryant final game. It was kind of weird. And Flea looks old.
He is old,
I know,
buddy.
Which makes me feel really
old. We are old.
Guys, listen.
This is
speaks.
Dumb.
This speaks to the talent of Flea, because it's awesome.
Good.
But it also speaks to my thing about there's no need for a bass solo. This is stupid.
Yeah.
You can't even tell
that
it was
Peter Frampton.
Yeah, you don't even know that that's the national anthem.
I seriously thought it was Peter Frampton.
I hear it now. The bomb's bursting in air. That's where we're at. Oh, I just figured it out. I would have known if it was a vocal or even a guitar. What's all that stuff? Don't get me wrong. He's incredible. I would never even come close to being as good as Flea is on bass.
Is an incredible
ever.
Bass player, yeah.
That's unapproachable.
Still,
he still goes to like school. He's still learning, and he's a teacher. Like, he's a professor of music. You know what I'm saying? Like, he is pursuing this. But this makes no sense.
Yeah, it's a little weird. Kobe Bryant left the game of basketball in style last night, scoring 60 points against the Utah Jazz. It was his sixth game with 60 or more.
Wait. So you mean to tell me that they came back from a deficit? He scored 60 points and they won?
They won.
Almost like it was scripted. Almost like it was the best final game imaginable. Like somebody could have written it.
Yeah. The Lakers won the game last night, 101-96. First, didn't look like Kobe was going to have much of a night, because we were watching. We were going back and forth between the Warrior game and the Laker game.
Yeah.
And Landon he didn't want to watch Kobe, because he doesn't like Kobe.
That's right.
He's a ball hog.
He's a ball
hog. He kept telling me how he's a ball hog. And the first 5 minutes of the game, Kobe Bryant missed almost every shot.
He bricked five shots in a row.
It's almost like they planned it.
Bricked the first five shots.
He did. So for him to score 60 points, I don't know exactly how many shots he took in the game, but he scored 60 points and they won. So, and they made sure that he shot almost every time down the court, which is understandable. It's his last game. At 37? 37 years old?
20 seasons. He's been playing since he was 17, straight out of high school.
Here he is, talking to the crowd.
Man! Guys, you know, it's...
Will Smith?
I can't believe how fast 20 years went by. I mean, this is crazy. That's funny. He does sound like Will Smith. I grew up a diehard, Laker fan. Diehard. So... to be drafted and then traded to this organization and to spend 20 years here, I mean, you can't write something better than this.
Oh, interesting.
Referencing a
written script.
The night started out with a tribute from Magic Johnson. You know, a bunch of people, teammates, rivals, Steph Curry, LeBron James, Shaq. All those guys, Phil Jackson, former coach Phil Jackson, he said something. I heard rumors that Phil Jackson is trying to get back as head coach of the Lakers,
really?
Which would be awesome because the Lakers are terrible.
The Lakers are really, really bad.
They're really, really bad.
Which is, I hate to say this, happy to see. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like when the Yankees for so long were that team, and you're like, I'm just tired of rooting. No, yeah. I'm rooting against you. And now they're, you know, DJ's gone, and what do they got? Now they're bad again. Mm-hmm. And so you kind of don't care that they're the Yankees, and you're kind of secretly rooting for them.
Right. Yeah.
Kobe went out. Like, I was sad to see him go yesterday, mm-hmm. you know?
You know who else was sad to see him go?
Kobe, I think I may retire with you. I'm not sure, but it's been great watching you.
Man.
And I hope you enjoyed it half as much as me and my family have. You've been an inspiration to us all. And LA loves
every game.
He has had season tickets since that was the first big purchase he made in his young acting career, and he's had those season tickets ever since.
Really?
Like front and center. And the cool thing is the last couple of years you watch the games and it's like him and Donald Sutherland or him.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Goodbye, Kobe Bryant.
Goodbye.
You know what, man? Love him or hate him? 20 years with the same organization, you don't see that commitment anymore.
He is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. He's right there with Michael Jordan. He's not better than Michael Jordan,
okay.
He's right there with Michael Jordan.
Jordan even left. He played for the Wizards, bro. Okay? So Kobe, 20 years with the same organization. I think of Tim Duncan. Who else is left from that old school?
Wizards still a thing?
Yeah.
They're still a team?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Washington Wizards.
It's magic.
Yeah.
No, that's the Orlando Magic.
And then the Golden State Warriors, they cruised to an easy win against the Memphis Grizzlies last night to give them their 73rd win on the season. That's the NBA record. It beat Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls, who went 72-10 in the 95-96 season. And a lot of people thought this record would never be broken. The Warriors are amazing. The first quarter, Steph Curry hit 6 threes in a row.
Dude, it was ridiculous. That's the game we were watching.
Yeah.
We weren't watching Kobe. We were watching Golden State.
Yeah!
And he was tanking, like, from anywhere.
Like, almost half court.
Yeah. And he was just like, I'm just going to throw it down.
Yeah.
And he did. No one's going to beat them this year.
No one.
Well, Beans and I had a good afternoon after I got home from the gym. I took my shoes off, and Beans chased my shoestring. He sat in my lap for a long time, and then we caught up on The Path on Hulu,
uh-huh.
And we watched A New Girl, which was hilarious.
Good.
Then I went to sleep.
Good. That sounds like a great evening.
I read some comic books.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Thanks, man. My life be like, ooh-ah.
Oh, man. Let's take a little break, everyone. You can text the show, 585-LIVE, 585-5483. This morning we'll talk freedom of speech. Which decade had the worst decor? An octopus broke out of an aquarium.
Nice.
Good morning, everybody. Hang out with us.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
Fair warning, the Morning Invasion is back on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Kobe Bryant played his last game with the Lakers.
Tens of thousands of workers at telecom giant Verizon are officially on strike.
Ethan Couch, who as a minor avoided prison for killing four people in a drunk driving wreck in Fort Worth, Texas, cause his lawyer argued his affluent upbringing didn't teach him right from wrong, will now actually spend 2 years in the county jail.
An earthquake struck in a remote part of northwest Myanmar.
A new edition of the Pig Book documenting government waste is hot off the presses.
President Obama convened a meeting of his national security team at CIA headquarters.
The Commerce Department says retail sales declined 0.3%.
Southern Texas faces severe thunderstorms.
Napster co-founder Sean Park is giving $250 million of his own money to get about 300 scientists from different institutions to share their cancer study findings.
Syrian peace talks have resumed in Geneva.
A South Carolina state Senate hearing about a bill that would force transgenders to use restrooms on public property according to biological sex.
High today of 72 degrees.
On the text line, someone said, good morning. fellas.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Dex sure have fun playing The Division. How can I get in on this action? It's a secret community.
T-Dexasaurus, that's his gamer tag. Okay. T-Dexasaurus, which is hilarious because our good friend Cody was like, bro, The Division, we gotta play. And Dexter's like, dude, what's your gamer tag? And he's like, Cody-saurus Rex. And I'm like, did you two just become best friends? Or are you both just stupid dinosaur people that couldn't come up with anything better? Yeah.
And I went, no way! T-Dexasaurus!
Oh, Cody-saurus Rex, bro! Oh my god, that's crazy! And I'm like, I'm just Steve-OJ. Yeah, I didn't go with the dinosaur name. Sorry, guys.
That's good. Yeah, if you wanna add us, go for it. We'd love to have you.
I'm gonna rename my gamer tag with a new dinosaur theme. I just gotta come up with something really good.
Steve-O.
No, don't try and come up with it now.
Let's see here.
I always loved the Bronchiosaurus. So, just, you know.
You want to get into that discussion?
No, I don't.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got that podcast. If you missed out on the show yesterday...
Birga was stoked about it.
Our show yesterday?
Yeah, she emailed us. And I guess she didn't get to hear it in its entirety, but she listened to it later. She listened to the whole podcast. And she was like, that was the best. So she's posted it this morning, like on all of her... personal Facebook stuff, and she's like, this is the best, blah blah blah.
It really was, because there were mixed reviews when we announced we were gonna have Double J on the show. Yeah. There were people that were really upset with us that we were having Double J on, because Double J is a shock jock.
Oh, I see.
Tristevotops.
Okay.
Right? It'd be like the Triceratops.
Tristevotops.
Yeah. It'd be like,
nobody knows what that means.
You know, it's like the Triceratops, but like,
you know what, write that down.
Name.
Write that down.
That's a terrible name.
Anyways, there was mixed reviews on having Double J on the show, and he came on and he shared an amazing story that he has never really shared before. Here's a little bit of that.
You know, my mom and dad were, and I've never really talked about this on the radio, but my mom and dad were really those overzealous Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They were very over the top.
Mm.
And they actually joined, like, this church. I call it, now that I look back, you know, I'm 40 years old now, I look back and I go, man, I can't believe you guys were there at that place. You know, now this minister is in prison. And
it was a cult.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. I didn't know if I could say that.
No, right.
Yeah, you totally can.
All right.
He goes on to talk about his childhood and growing up in this cult. And there was a point I almost started just crying. I was holding back the tears.
Holding back the tears.
My wife texted and said, wow, this is the best radio interview I've ever heard. I'm sitting here in my car crying.
Yeah.
It was good.
Dude, there was a moment where I was really thankful we went to break because I thought Double J and I were both going to start mm-hmm. crying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so it was intense. Yeah, I think that was probably the most vulnerable I've ever been on the radio in real life.
But it was so good.
Very honestly.
And it's
honestly
so good to have people... That's why we bring in people that aren't Christians,
yeah,
you know, or that aren't, like, I guess you would say serious Christians, or we interviewed Jonathan Banks and he was an atheist.
Yeah.
It's so important to hear those people's stories,
yeah,
because if you get so caught up in only wanting to hear the correct theology all the time,
right,
you're not living your life. You're not encountering anything other than the bubble you've made for yourself.
Mm. We forget that every single person we encounter, as C.S. Lewis puts it, are a soul. They don't have a soul. You are a soul, right? They are a soul. We are all eternal beings. We are all going to live forever. We forget that aspect, but two, we also forget the humanity of every person. Every single one of us are a human being. And I think we can get caught up in labels and fighting so much, especially in a political season where it's like Democrat versus Republican, Christians mm-hmm. versus, and it's like Christians shouldn't be versing anyone. I was so thankful that we were able to do that show yesterday because it was just another solid reminder. Yeah, and yeah, dude, Double J doesn't apologize for his character. You know, he can be pretty abrasive at times. I can understand some of the haters out there who are like, I don't get it. He's a radio character. You know what I mean? And his character, there's certain characters on television I just hate. You know what I mean? Yeah. But unfortunately, sometimes it crosses over, especially in radio. I think of like Joaquin Phoenix. I hated that guy for years simply because of how brilliant he was in Gladiator. Mm-hmm. I hated that character. And so I couldn't stand it. I still don't like Walk the Line because I just didn't like him in that season. And so I think we can get caught up on that and forget we need to separate the character from the human being. And that human being was very vulnerable yesterday on the show and talked a lot about his past and his upbringing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these people who probably have animosity towards the church, usually there is a very personal reason why. As we heard from Johnny Banks, as we heard from Double J, we were talking to Joe yesterday at Astro Zombies. Mm-hmm. He's the manager over at a comic shop that we go to. And we were talking about that. He's not a believer either. And he was just floored by the fact that we would even consider having that conversation. So he downloaded our podcast yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
To check it out because he was excited.
That's good.
So it's good to have those conversations be open. He actually gave me a comic book that released yesterday that he was interested in me personally reading, and I definitely want to talk about it on the show. We don't have to do it today, maybe tomorrow, but it's interesting to see how culture is perceiving us. A book released this week that basically put heaven and hell as these organizations, these companies, if you will, and it was super foul and super disgusting, and I'm definitely not condoning it in any way, shape, or form, but I wanted to talk about the way that we are perceived as believers. Mm. Sadly, some of it comes from us as humans and being fallible and maybe screwing up the image. But I will say it can also come from the world perception in general. It's going to happen. So,
yeah.
Man, so stoked that we were able to do that yesterday.
Yep. Everybody has a story.
Yeah.
Everybody has a story to tell.
Everyone.
You just have to be open to want to hear it.
And we got to remember that as long as there's breath in our lungs as human beings, no one is beyond forgiveness. No one is beyond repentance. No one is beyond restoration. God is a God of reconciliation. He wants to see lives restored and renewed. And he's not some angry Odin-like God who just wants to throw lightning bolts at you or thumb squash you because he doesn't like you. That's not the one true God.
Right.
He is a God of reconciliation, restoration, and love, and man.
Yeah. Maybe you're one of those people right now that are confused about who God is. You guys can always hit us up. We got that texting line now, so you can stay completely anonymous. We don't have to even talk about it on the radio. Just tell us, hey, I don't want you guys to share this on the air, but I have questions. You can text us at 505-585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. You can email the show studio@star88.fm. You can Facebook us. There's so many different ways that you can get a hold of us. You can call us on the request line and just say, hey, can you put me on hold? I want to talk to you guys. Whatever it is. You can call collect like Joey did yesterday. People are so confused by that.
Poor yeah.
Why was he calling collect? Can you still do that?
I don't know. It sounded like he was on a cell phone. How do you call collect from a cell phone?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like a kid phone or something.
Maybe kid phone and his parents gave him a certain amount of minutes.
Oh,
and
okay.
So in order for it to not go against his minutes or something.
That makes sense. All right.
News. It's time for the news. A new study found the most disproportionately popular job in every state. Some of the highlights are fashion designer in New York, tour guide in Hawaii, and shampooer in New Jersey.
These are the...
The top job in New Jersey is shampooer.
Hmm.
What?
Yeah, like as in people who shampoo other people's hair.
I love that. That's my favorite part of
it. I love getting my head shampooed.
My favorite part.
That's so good.
Yesterday, did Jen Allen shampoo your hair, buddy? That's your haircut?
Yeah, her servant did, or whatever that.
Her servant.
They give them assistance.
They have a shampooer?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So there was a shampooer. But yeah, this person says, I feel like it just beat out tanning salon operator and miscellaneous Italian stuff for New Jersey. That's funny. Michael Keaton is in talks to play a villain in the upcoming Spider-Man reboot.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's exciting.
Batman is moving over to Spider-Man.
Dude, what if he's the Vulture?
a lot of people think it's the Vulture, because the Vulture is rumored to be the villain.
But dude, he'd be a great Adrian Toomes.
I think he's going to be a J.J. Jameson. I really do.
And really?
I think J.J. is going to be kind of a villain in this first movie. Damn. I think we're actually going to get the best one since J.K. Simmons.
I was just thinking because Batman and Birdman and all the winged stuff.
Yeah.
What does the Vulture do?
He's some old guy that invents wings and then he
flies. Adrian Toomes, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's a really old dude.
Yeah, so...
he's really old.
He's getting old.
He's getting up there.
Yeah. I always thought the dude... Well, oddly enough, I think he was actually in... Yeah, he was in Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes. Yeah. Colin... or Colm Feore.
Yeah, that guy.
He looks just like...
He looks just like who you would think.
But back when they were making the original Spider-Man movies, the Sam Raimi movies, they were going into production on Spider-Man 4, and then they canceled it and made the Amazing Spider-Man, and they got Andrew Garfield and did all that. But part 4, Tobey Maguire was coming back, Kirsten Dunst was coming back, and the villain was going to be the Vulture played by John Malkovich.
Wow. Yeah.
Straight up. And then they already had things ready, and they were starting to film, and then they canceled it. It would have been better, probably. Mm-hmm. The most disproportionately popular job in Hawaii, tour guide.
Huh.
Mm.
Okay. So we had shampooer in New Jersey. We've got tour guide in Hawaii. What is it in Nevada?
Nevada.
Casino
attendant.
Casino guy.
Miscellaneous gambling industry work.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What is it in West Virginia?
West Virginia. Ugh. Never been there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know Virginia at all.
Mining?
What?
Mining. And by the way, when you take the proportions out of it, the most popular job in the United States is retail salesperson.
Okay.
That's also the most common job.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Guys, if you're going to work in retail, you need to work in the stock room. It's the best job.
Why is that the best job?
Because you don't have to deal with the people. You get usually more hours. Sometimes you can get better pay. And it's just you and your buddies back there if you get a good one. And because at Forever 21 in Nashville, all of the people have side jobs. Everybody has a side job. It doesn't matter. You can be in your mid-30s and you're working at the mall.
It's like L.A. The actors have a side
job. Yes, it's because everybody's in a band.
Yeah.
Everybody has a means to an end job because they want their band to blow up, but they have to make money somehow. So you go and you get a side job. So you're working at Starbucks or you're working at like Forever 21 like me. But it was me, Tim, and Eric from House of Heroes. It was Jared Byers, who used to play in Bleach and Audio Adrenaline. It was the guy from...
Sweeney.
Yes, Brian Sweeney from 7 Day Jesus.
Matthew.
It was, and the band Matthew. It was Blake from the band 100th. It was Dave from Waverly was working there. Teddy from Waverly was working there. Some friends of ours that moved up that were in a different band were working. It was all these different bands.
Yeah.
We were all working in the stockroom.
Mm.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. You guys just jammed out every
day. Yeah, that's all we did. We just talked about everything we wanted to. And it's not like it's a hard job.
Right.
It's not mining. Like in West Virginia.
Right?
Yeah. You know.
This is not physical
labor. What
is
it in New Mexico? Does it say what it is in New
Mexico?
Drug
production.
No, it's not drug production. I think it was. I looked at the map and I want to say that it was.
Awesome.
I don't have it written down.
Cool that we're that notable.
Mining? I thought it said mining, which was super weird. Yeah, I know. What did it say?
Maybe in Silver City.
What do you mine here?
I don't know. Oil. That's
I found more dirt.
It was oil.
Interesting.
That's weird to me, too.
56% of vegans and vegetarians wouldn't date someone who eats meat, according to a new survey. 27% have ended a relationship over it. So if you are scoping out some vegan/vegetarian chick, get ready, friend. No more steak for you.
Yeah, they take that very serious.
Which is their prerogative. Bill and Ted 3. That's right. The actors have promised production will start soon on the next Bill and Ted movie. Keanu is on board! Why are you so happy?
Because I love them so much.
They say they have a script, they have a director, and they have a studio.
Yeah! I believe in it, dude.
They're just trying to nail down a start date.
Forget Dumb and Dumber and all these stupid reboots or like 20 years later movies. Bill and Ted, bro!
Wild Stallions!
I have a Wild Stallions t-shirt.
Do you?
Yes. It was gifted to me by the one, the only Thebes. Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, still one of the greatest movies of all time. I have that on my phone/iPad at all times. In fact, last time Tao and I flew together, I just straight up was like, I'm watching this on the plane and laughing obnoxiously out loud.
And it was loud.
It was loud.
I let my kids watch it. I let Caleb watch it last year, and he walked out of the room about 40 minutes into it.
And then he broke my skateboard. Guys, what a jerk.
I tried to watch it back when I was on a House of Heroes tour, and I was at Colin's house, and everybody went to sleep, and we were watching something on Netflix, and I was still awake, and I was like, I want to watch Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Nope.
I made it about an hour, and then I just
I know every word to that movie.
Not the same anymore.
Yes, it is!
Now, the cartoon, if you go to YouTube and watch a cartoon, that's where it's at.
Dude,
that cartoon
fully,
was awesome.
Fully disagree.
Whoa.
What? We need to call my brother right now. We could totally recite that movie to you in its entirety.
Yeah. My brother and I probably could.
Okay.
Well.
Movie talk, continuing
with movie talk. And it's election year. So a lot of times you see like famous actors play like the president or whatever in a movie. And, you know, like I'm still convinced that Bill Pullman would be the best president we've ever had. Or maybe Michael Douglas.
Sure.
Because of the American president.
I mean, come on. You can't go wrong with Harrison Ford. He actually stopped terrorism himself.
That's true.
Well, here's the deal. On Air Force One.
Here's the deal, guys. There's a new poll of the celebrities that we'd most want as president. So, top four.
But is it based upon times they've played the president or just
it's just
celebrities?
Top celebrities.
Okay.
Number four, Samuel L. Jackson.
You know what? I'm down with
that. He took care of the snakes on the plane. He took care of
them. I'm down with
that. What?
He did.
I'm thinking of, okay.
All right, number three, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Well, he's a great actor.
He's a little young.
Yeah, no.
I feel like he could play that part really well.
I agree we need to take care of the Earth, but I mean, what else would he focus on?
Who do you think number two is?
Well, I think based upon the list of so far, it's going to be George Clooney?
Nope.
Brad Pitt?
No.
Who's really active? Are they active? Are they super activists?
Think about
Wesley Snipes.
No. Think about
that dude
president.
Went to jail because he couldn't even take care of Will Ferrell.
No, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman,
number two. Okay. And I would actually be like, if he ran, I think I would just vote for him.
He played the president.
Yeah. Okay, but number one, who is it?
Keanu Reeves.
No.
Oh, don't do that to me, bro. Do they have to be alive?
Yes.
So not Patrick Swayze.
Vin Diesel.
No.
No, dude.
And they don't necessarily have to be a man.
Scott Baio.
Oh, no. Is it Angelina Jolie?
It's not Angelina Jolie.
Is it Susan Sarandon?
No.
Is it Sandra Bullock?
No.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Am I getting closer?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres!
Ellen DeGeneres is number one.
That makes sense. I should have thought about
that. She would be number one. All right,
I think she'd be the funniest president of all time.
Throwing it back. Number 13, Johnny Depp. 12, Tom Hanks. 11, Meryl Streep. 10, Tina Fey. 9, Stephen Colbert. I would actually be down for that. Number 8, Bill Murray. Number 7, Oprah Winfrey. We'd all get something out of that. Number 6, Barack Obama. And number 5, Will Smith.
The lovely Jack Jeter just chimed in.
Jack!
I love that my 12-year-old has the ability to text me. You know who he wants? Who said it would be the best president on the planet? And I couldn't agree more. Chris Pratt.
Yeah! There you go.
Solid
go,
believer,
Jack.
Family man. He's Star-Lord. I mean, he's Emmett from the Lego movie. Who would not want Chris Pratt? That one just won. That won the world.
All right, we have to take a break. When we come back, which decade had the worst decor? Was it the 80s?
No, it was the 70s.
Was it the 50s?
No, it's got to be the 70s.
Was
bell
it
bottoms?
The 90s?
Yeah, those stupid big old
or
things.
Or was that the 60s?
You got, like, was that the 60s? Maybe that was the 60s.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't alive.
I'm going 60s.
When was Shaft?
Because the 70s was Shaft.
Was that disco?
But things were starting to get modern in the 70s.
More moderner?
Right. Moderner. 60s was like hippie shag carpet.
We'll talk about it when we come back. Hang out.
Stay tuned. The Morning Invasion is coming back. The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
humidity of 72. What is happening here?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening here. It's Thursday, April 14th. 405 years ago, in 1611, Prince Federico used the word telescope for the first time. A long time ago.
That's pretty cool.
151 years ago, in 1865, President Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth.
Dang.
While attending the comedy Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington, Lincoln died the following morning. My opinion, the greatest president of our time.
It's not our time at all. It's like way before our time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never died, guys. I've been alive since the beginning.
That's great, man.
I know. I wasn't going to say anything, but you brought it up. I thought this was a great time to probably mention it. I've been alive forever.
Okay. Well, in real life, people die, and sadly, the Lucky the Leprechaun voice actor passed away this morning at the age of 93.
Yeah.
That's sad. 93?
Yeah, man. Arthur Anderson. He stopped singing that Lucky Charms are magically delicious in 1992.
They're magically delicious!
He said he was constantly stopped in public and asked to sing the tagline, which is really weird to me, because how would anybody actually know what that dude looked like?
I'm the leprechaun!
That's not what he talked like. He said one thing that always upset him, he never, ever received any free Lucky Charms.
What? He was the voice, and he never got any free Lucky Charms?
Never.
How much money did that guy make? Did he make good money?
I don't know. He was the Lucky the Leprechaun for 3 decades.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm the leprechaun.
That's not the same leprechaun.
Adrian Brody, how old today?
42.
39.
43.
Oh, man!
So close.
Our girl Sarah Michelle Gellar, we had her on the show last week. How old is she?
No, you're thinking of Melissa Joan Hart.
Oh, that's what I
but
said.
But they all have 3 names.
Oh, yeah. She's not the same girl.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, married to Freddie Prinze Jr. She's been in such magical
she
films
was Buffy.
As... Yes.
Okay. I get those two.
A film, though. That
they're
was
the same
TV
person,
series.
I thought. I thought Sarah Michelle and... Okay. How old is she?
40.
38.
39.
Ah, dang it.
39. That's good stuff, guys. Good stuff. Coming up, almost 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about freedom of speech.
Yeah. That's right.
We're going to talk about the Duck Commander.
Ooh.
Mr. Phil Robertson.
Yeah, we are.
I like Duck Dynasty. I'll admit it.
I don't care.
I'm a fan. I don't watch anymore. But
my children watch.
I was a fan back when it first started. I watched the first 3 seasons, and then after that, I was kind of over. But it was a good show.
I watched until the brother without the beard came on. How many seasons is that?
I think he started coming in at season 4.
Okay, so we watched the first 3 as well.
Yeah.
My kids watched. They loved it. They thought it was great. I just couldn't take how scripted it felt. It was so scripted.
Come on. No, it wasn't.
It was so scripted,
no,
dude.
Stop it. Quit ruining it for people. It was not scripted.
Okay, no. Here's the problem.
It's like
I'm not ruining it. What's ruining it is reality TV shows that are actually scripted. That they go, this is reality, because it's not reality.
Yeah.
Tell them, Steve-O.
I guess
you're well, right. Teo. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
All right, a new survey asked people, which of the past 6 decades had the worst interior design and decor styles?
So 60s count then. 60s, 70s, 80s,
mm-hmm.
90s, 2000, 2000.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? What do you think? I got like the top six here.
I want to say it's like the 60s or 70s. I want to say 70s because of disco, but then I think about like how bad the 80s were as far as all of the neon colors and
mm-hmm.
crazy hair, man.
Yep. Let's start with number six.
But
here.
Like decor was different in the '80s. It got super sleek and modern.
Well, think about it. And here's number 6 on the list.
When it comes to the music of the 90s,
terrible.
Oh, man.
Okay, that's not going to work.
That's terrible.
When it comes to the music of the 90s, anything.
So I actually bought Living in the 90s off the television.
This is the 90s.
I did. I bought that CD, Living in the 90s CD Living compilation.
In the 90s, you're so weird.
I was that guy. I was that guy who bought it.
You're always that guy.
I know. I'm the guy. I know. Seriously.
When it comes to the music of the 90s, anything goes.
Right here. Right now. Where is
I was sitting there on my couch going, oh man, this is the greatest
music
compilation ever.
Everywhere. No need to label it. If it's good, we'll play it.
That's why we got Living in the 90s. 2.5 hours of cool songs on two CDs.
Why don't I own this?
I know, that's what I said.
Anybody else?
I can't do it.
Yeah, that's
okay. No? Okay,
I remember.
Oh, wait.
500 miles and I would walk 500 more.
Okay.
Hey, R. Kelly got to come in and ruin everything.
R. Kelly. Roxette, you're missing Roxette. Oh, Roxette, I miss you, girl.
You'll be amazed. Yeah. If you will I love Roxette. Living in the 90s.
They're sex symbols.
Okay.
Marky Mark. I think they were worried about one thing in the 90s, Dex.
That's what sold it for me right there.
He thought it said Dex
symbol. The 90s were number 6 on the list. 3%,
good, because that was the best.
3% say it's the worst.
It was the best.
Because of the splatter paint and teal.
Okay. Dude, teal was rocking.
Teal is the best color.
I love teal.
Number 5 was the 50s. 6% because of the linoleum and vinyl.
So this is like your home decor.
It's the home decor. It's the fashion. It's the style.
Okay.
It's kind of everything. Number 4 on the list.
This is the story of
the early aughts.
That's what I call music volume 5. Absolutely the best music of the year with 9 Days
so
and NSYNC.
I don't
know. Because it was the early 2000s. That's what everybody said. That's what it sounded like back then.
What is that? Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be your favorite CD.
Oh, I see what they did there.
Man.
It's going to be me.
The 2000s.
All right.
2000s.
We're fantastic.
6% because of sterile white, gray colors, and stainless steel everywhere.
Stainless steel, bro. Don't mess with it. Oh, man. This is not taking forever. What's number 3?
The 60s. 12% hate it because of Shaq carpeting. Shaq carpeting, too.
Shaq?
Yeah,
carpeting?
Shaq had his own carpeting back in the
60s. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's I didn't even know he was that old. That's
Brown was a,
not
you know, true. That was
I thought
the,
he was in college in the 80s, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, let's see here. Let's 80s. Let's see. 80s. What do we got here?
Get ready to ride into the 80s with 80s Waves.
Yeah.
Weird that that's what it sounded like. That's what it sounded like back in the day. That's what my what my television
that's
sounded like.
Everybody pausing sounded like this. Like when you talk to each other.
Culture Club's doing a show. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Like a seagulls. I got a pre-sale for tickets for Culture Club, and it was like, what?
Do the Japanese? I really think so.
That's a good compilation. I wonder if I can still call this 1-800 number.
You can still call that 1-800 number. That was from the 80s. We should call it right now.
1-800 living in the 90s.
You need pure moods.
Pure moods?
Look that one up.
Enigma.
Is that with like Enya?
Yeah. Yeah.
Enigma.
Guys.
I remember Enigma. What about Deep Forest? Remember Deep Forest? What else was really weird?
All right, the number
hang on.
The number one, we're talking about, there's a survey that asked people which of the past six decades had the worst interior design.
Oh, number two was the 80s.
It was the 80s. Number one was the 70s.
Yeah! Nailed it. Wait. This was 70s?
Yeah. My Sharona.
Wait, that must have been like at the very end of
Yeah, I'm like, this is
I
not
this was
bad.
Sounds of the 70s. All your favorite 70s hits in one fantastic collection.
Yeah, that's 70s.
Yeah. Oh, my.
How do you not know the words of that song?
I nailed it.
Good old Rod Stewart.
Yeah. Nancy Ryan is losing her mind right now.
Get sounds of the 70s.
All right, let's call this number.
Okay, wait, wait, pause it, pause it. We're calling it right now. We're calling it right now.
Wait, what if they changed it?
What if we could really buy it?
What if we call a number and we go back in time?
Oh.
This is from...
You have reached a national telemarketing company. The number you dialed is...
800.
Okay. Wow, we hang on.
Why was that creepy? It was like,
hang on. Weird. Will you prop my computer up?
Yes.
This is what I'm talking about, people.
Yes!
Imagine a world where time drifts slowly.
I remember these commercials back in the day.
Just let it go, man.
Oh, God. Enigma.
Experience
India. I was, yes!
The perfect
just waiting on Deep Forest.
Your way of life.
Just waiting on Deep Forest.
Direct from Europe. This multi-platinum collection has won the hearts of millions.
This is so bad.
Set adrift with the timeless pleasures of tubular bells.
Tubular bells!
Tubular?
Or take a trip into the unknown.
Wait, that's
actually...
Yeah.
Oh, I love that song. Collection gives you the feeling of pure moods.
Okay, wait.
To order Pure Moods, call the number
we're calling. What's the number?
1-800-283-2751.
Pure Moods. Pure. There's no way. That was a commercial from like 1993.
Let me handle it.
Okay. Pure Moods. Pure Moods. I just realized we're dialing all these 800 numbers from the 90s. Is this a bad idea?
Somebody's going to answer.
Okay. Come on, Inya. I hope Inya answers.
Inya.
Nope, that was Enigma, wasn't it?
Come on. How is it ringing?
I know, right? It must mean it's real.
Hang up the phone. Yeah, nobody's going to answer.
No, wait, one more. No. Come on, you guys. Never give up. Never surrender. Okay?
No, that was the 80s.
Wait, don't.
Good morning. Thank you for holding.
You guys are playing my stuff.
Oh, gosh. Oh. I knew it. Gentry. Just old 3 a.m. commercials
like
come on, and Matt Gentry can't be far behind.
What was the last compilation that you ordered on the TV?
Yesterday.
What was mine?
Yeah.
Freedom Rock.
Okay, of course.
Freedom Rock.
Skinner, Leonard Skinner, man.
No, I heard some of those 70s songs, and man, I tell you what, that just lifts my spirit. Makes me want to start praising the Lord
up
and stuff.
Up to the spirit of the sky, if you will. Yeah.
Throw it up to the spirit in the sky.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm calling in to ask you why you are playing this, because I just tuned in. I have no idea what you're doing.
We're summoning the spirits of yore.
We truly were just trying to get a hold of you, and it's not like Beetlejuice. We can't just say Matt Gentry three times and you appear. So we started playing random commercials from 3 a.m.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
We knew the Pure Moods would draw you out.
Yeah, we just knew. We knew that we knew.
Here I am. I felt it, man. I felt a yearning. It was really weird. I felt like a long-lost puppy, and I hear my master's voice.
It is weird how when you listen to those commercials, because they were embedded in us, because they played every commercial break.
Well, at 3 a.m.
No, during the day, man.
No, it wasn't during the day. I never saw those commercials at a normal time. It was usually when I was like binge-watching MacGyver on Nick at Night or I don't know, whatever.
I'm trying to find... There was one oldies compilation that... It used to come on during the Snorks.
Was it
every afternoon?
Dick Clark's Rockin'. No. Now that's what I call.
It was some oldie thing. And to this day, when I hear Earth Angel, I go into the next song.
Oh,
on the commercial.
I know what you're talking
Earth
about.
Earth Angel. Yeah.
All right, I got to tell you, one of my favorite ones was Monster Ballads from the 80s.
Monster Ballads.
That's a good one. That is actually a good one.
Of course it was.
Anyway, so good show. Talk to you guys soon.
Later, buddy.
It's got White Snake on it.
Oh, gosh.
White Snake?
Those were all so bad.
There was a White Snake?
Did you guys ever sign up for those, like, Columbia House Records things?
Oh, my gosh. Did you see the episode of the Goldbergs?
No, because he still hasn't caught up. No.
They have an episode.
Yeah, they do.
Where they sign up for that. And, yeah, we did.
Wait. Speaking of confessions.
Prod this up. I think I might have found it.
Oh, no. This is good music, guys.
Maybe no one ever forgets prom night because of all the great memories. Well, Sessions brings back all those great memories with a new four-record album called Senior Prom. Just listen.
Roses are red.
Oh, so bad.
Dream, 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 dream.
this is what we used to listen to when I was a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way, I kind of feel sorry for you.
Why?
What? This is great music.
I mean, some of them are, but nah.
No, dude.
It's a little old. I know.
This isn't the one.
Yeah, I don't think that is the one.
Because Earth Angel played while there was a disco ball spinning.
Oh, my gosh.
And then it was like,
Little Richard, man.
Yeah, that's it. Those
How
are good.
Did we get here?
Decor.
Dude,
it's us.
Decor.
There's never a reason for anything.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Oh,
we,
man.
I don't know if I mentioned this with you guys, but what do we call, because we call, okay, you have the 2000s.
Okay.
What do we call this decade? What decade are we in?
We're in the tens again.
We're in the tens?
Yeah.
Or is it the teens?
The 2010s? The tens, bro.
I don't know.
Guys, you remember the tens?
Oh, man. I grew up in the tens.
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. Was it the golden oldies?
Oh, gosh.
You are... This is it! Turn it up!
Found. It's all the way up.
Oh, man.
It's all the way up.
Yes! This is the one!
It's gotta be another one.
Teo found the commercial from childhood.
Look, Fun Rock! This was it. Three giant cassettes.
This is right here. Click this one.
Is this the same thing?
I think
so. Guys, this is great. Funny commercial.
Remember when rock had no message, no meaning,
this is the same thing.
No nothing but pure fun? It was Fun Rock, music you can't forget.
Fun Rock. Yes, this is the commercial.
Fun Rock, four records, three giant cassettes, 40 of the all-time biggest original rock hits.
That is vinyl. That is straight up vinyl. That is a commercial to buy vinyl. Yes! Oh my gosh! That office assistant is getting crazy! Super hang on!
You also get the world's wackiest rock hit.
Splish splash, I was taking a bath.
It is wacky! Dude, you know what? Our girl Brandy just chimed in. She said, growing up in a Christian household as a kid, oldies was the only, quote, acceptable secular music in the house. I know this world.
Fun Rock, dude. I remember
know
that.
This world.
Fun Rock.
Fun Rock.
Oh, my gosh.
That was one of them. Whatever
happened to those compilations? They don't do them like that.
It's called the internet now.
That's right.
They still do the now compilations.
But
CDs.
Do they?
Now,
that's what I call music. I mean, it's with Spotify. With
that's what I don't understand.
It's like,
I see those commercials, and I can't believe they actually sell them.
Stever just sent us one. Stever just said, check out this one.
Oh, man.
Oh, can't hear it.
It's so low.
I like it.
Terrible. Terrible, guys.
It's so good.
Terrible.
Guys, compilation CDs
are
bygone era.
They are.
They're a relic.
Mm-hmm.
And they were great.
So is the art of the mixtape. Nowadays, kids...
Back in my day, you had to put it together yourself. Now you just hit the playlist button and it puts it together for you.
Dude, I was a mixtape master.
Oh, yeah, we all were.
Oh, man. You know?
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, an octopus broke out of an aquarium.
Oh, yeah.
A 10-year-old saved a wedding. We got a topic at 8 o'clock. Freedom of speech.
Yeah, man.
Good morning, everybody. Have you checked the roads in a little bit?
No. Let's check them out real quick.
Traffic!
Looking good. You guys be careful.
Speaking of roads, coming up, four things you learned about driving that are completely wrong.
Yeah!
Wrong.
Gas is on the left.
Mm-hmm. Traffic!
Hang out with us.
We gotta take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the sound.
It's magic.
On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Kobe Bryant played his last game with the Lakers.
Tens of thousands of workers at telecom giant Verizon are officially on strike.
Ethan Couch, who as a minor avoided prison for killing four people in a drunk driving wreck in Fort Worth, Texas, cause his lawyer argued his affluent upbringing didn't teach him right from wrong, will now actually spend 2 years in the county jail.
An earthquake struck in a remote part of northwest Myanmar.
A new edition of the Pig Book documenting government waste is hot off the presses.
President Obama convened a meeting of his national security team at CIA headquarters.
The Commerce Department says retail sales declined 0.3%.
Southern Texas faces severe thunderstorms.
Napster co-founder Sean Park is giving $250 million of his own money to get about 300 scientists from different institutions to share their cancer study findings.
Syrian peace talks have resumed in Geneva.
A South Carolina state Senate hearing about a bill that would force transgenders to use restrooms on public property according to biological sex.
Good morning. If you missed the show yesterday, we had Double J. Double J in the morning. He had a radio show for quite a few years here in Albuquerque, and he came on the show to talk about his life and things he's gone through. It was actually one of the best interviews I've been a part of.
I think we all really, that was one of my favorite shows we've ever done.
Yeah, it was really good. It was honest. It was real. You love him or you hate him. We had a good show yesterday. Thank you, Double J, for coming in. Good luck on your ventures in California. You got a nice little radio gig up in Northern California.
Man, he's going to be having some nice weather.
I'm a little jealous, not going to lie. California, that's where I want to live someday.
You can call me Double J Jealous, because I am.
It's good to be with you guys this morning. 338-3700, that's the phone number if you'd like to call us. You can text the show. Steve-O, what is that text line?
It's 505-585-LIVE.
Live.
That's 505-585-5483.
Feel free to use that whenever you want, even after the show, throughout the day and night. Maybe you're struggling. You have questions. Maybe you just want to you can chime in on the conversation that we're having during the show. Feel free. Lots of people are texting in.
Don't forget, 505-652-CATS. Got this question last night. My wife just told me she wants a 652-CATS bumper sticker. Will this ever be made available?
Super and suck attack.
I said, not in this lifetime, but cats have 9 lives, so maybe in one of the other 8.
Okay.
Meow.
Gosh.
It's good advice.
Ah, what's that?
Reincarnation. It's cyclical.
I don't know. That is...
There is no such thing as what you just said.
Dear Dog Hotline.
Okay.
What do I do when my dog is so much better than any cat? To which I replied, take a really long nap, wake up, get some water, punch yourself in the face 16 times, put on your shoes, and go buy a cat. They said,
what is happening here?
That almost hurts as much as that kid who threw an anthill on me.
What?
Oh.
What?
That was you, Dex.
No, it was not.
That was you.
Gosh, I have that image just planted in my brain of that anthill that I kicked on that kid.
To where I said, you know what would make you feel better? And they wrote, oh no, I know where this is headed.
No.
And I said, buying a cat would make you feel better.
No. No.
It's true.
No tail.
Guys, cats are legit.
No.
Aren't they, Steve?
No. No.
Legitimately evil.
Mm-hmm. Who is this?
Mm-hmm.
Is this a person?
Yeah. My name is Manti Te'o.
You are Manti Te'o? You are the anti-Mateo. Hang up on him.
That's amazing.
Hang up.
No, wait.
No. Fake girlfriend at all. Hang up.
That's Marcia Dex.
Yeah.
Dex.
Yeah.
Dex, I don't mean to bring all things up, but how did you get fired from your last job?
What?
Jeez.
Okay.
Not answering it. You got to go back and listen to the podcast.
That's what I was just about to say. Like, yeah. We've done that. He's been here for months.
Guys, here's the thing. These two do not like me talking about my past.
No,
if I bring it up,
dude,
they get really upset.
We get insecure.
They get insecure.
Okay, no.
We get super insecure. We get our feelings hurt.
Let's just be real for a second.
We cry our eyes out.
How many of us really enjoy talking about those moments over and over and over? At some point, you got to just let it go and put it behind you. Because once it's over and done with, There's forgiveness. There's repentance.
You don't want to dwell there.
You don't want to live there. You really
Here's
don't.
Here's the thing. And maybe this is... I don't want to say that my old show was on the decline, because I don't know. Some would say it was. Some would say it was the best show.
I wouldn't say it was on the decline. I would say it sucked for like the last 2.5 years.
Okay, some people would say that, okay? Here's the thing with that.
Good grief.
We were together for so long.
Yeah.
That
the honeymoon was over.
Well, yeah. It was really hard to share stories of my childhood. It was hard for any of us three that were on that show to really, because we've repeated every story so many times. But guys, you have to think like a radio personality. There's always new people tuning into the program.
It's true. Mm.
We have a whole new audience.
You're right.
Especially from yesterday. Think about all the new listeners from yesterday that used to listen to Double J that are now tuning in. We got text messages and emails.
You're right.
Of people saying, oh man, I'm glad I finally found a new morning show. And they don't know my situation. They don't know that I was on a radio show in Albuquerque for 15 years.
I want to apologize. I apologize for doing that. I'll tell you the story. Dex tried to burn down the Clear Channel building. They caught him with this gasoline and with all these matches.
That is
and
not
like,
what happened.
Why are you trying to use matches, bro? Why don't you just use like a flamethrower? And he's like, I love matches. I support the earth. Or whatever. So then they tried to. So they caught him trying to burn
that
down the building, and he got kicked out.
No,
and then
that is not true.
By proxy, Buck got fired.
I still can't believe Dilbert caught on fire. Like, that was just...
That poor kid.
Well, that's
Dilbert,
true, yeah.
To have happened.
You guys never hear about Dilbert number three, and that's because...
He only lasted an hour.
They erased him.
Yeah. They left no trace of the trace.
But anyway, seriously, to our caller, Dex got fired because he ran a car into the building.
It's crazy.
No, he did not.
Super violent. No. Like, nobody understood.
He has problems sleeping, unfortunately, and he wakes up... to be here at 3 a.m. You guys don't realize that. So when you are an insomniac like Dex and you have to take Ambien, you don't realize the effects of that, especially when you're driving.
Lies!
And he fell asleep at the wheel. Crashed through the Clear Channel building.
It was pretty. And then he got out and said,
clearly,
that is not what happened at all, guys.
TJ Trout,
I'm sorry,
rest
but
in peace, I ran over TJ Trout.
That is, no, that's not. He retired and moved to the East Coast.
Yeah, that's what Clear Channel said. Just trying to, you know.
That's the official.
Thank you for opening up that can of worms, guy.
Oh, wait a second. Wait, you don't want to talk about it anymore?
No, I'm done.
Oh, cool, bro.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yep, I'm done.
You've changed, man. You've changed.
You've changed.
That's what happens. What are we doing right now? I mean, I had something planned and I don't even remember. What was going on?
Why don't we take a look at traffic?
Okay. I'm going to think about this here.
Traffic!
No accidents to report. That's your look at traffic.
Boom.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
Can I just say how angry I am that Teo has this stupid cat line?
Why?
Because I am the one suffering the consequences of his cat line.
Why is that?
Because our dear friend Darla just sent in a photo.
Yes!
She caught her cat in a rare moment of repentance.
Aww.
And decided to snap.
That cat is praying!
I know. Snapped a shot of this cat praying. Really for you. The cat's name is Pickle.
Here's the thing,
Pickle!
Everybody. Hey, we have two text lines. If you're going to talk about cats, please.
652 cats.
You only can send cat stuff to 652 cats.
People send me pictures of their cat. It's great. It's like, hey, little kitty, if you guys could know Beans, he'd be a good president of the cats.
Oh, goodness sakes.
Pretty cool. We're going to have a runoff election. The delegate thing is really tricky. I don't know if you've heard about it, but me and Beans, man, we're not sure what Panda's thinking. She might be trying to run something on the side.
Well,
she's a smart cat, man.
She is. She's smart. She sure is.
Right. You know what I'm going to do?
Okay.
One morning when I get up, I'm going to go live and show you guys what Beans and Panda do
I
wake up in the morning. Because, seriously, I get up and I take a shower and I get dressed and they wait there for me. And if I'm taking too long fixing my hair, they both start going, meow!
Yeah.
Meow! Because they're like, hurry up!
Yeah.
It's time to eat.
They're selfish, that's why.
No, they're smart.
No, I don't think they are.
They're reminding me, they're like, hey, vanity is a sin, idiot. Come feed us.
Okay, we're done.
Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is, start reading.
Okay.
Back in 2014, a fisherman in New Zealand caught an octopus in one of his traps.
Yeah.
Gave it to the National Aquarium. They named it Inky.
Inky!
Oh, gosh. Inky. I can't stand bad names.
That's a great name.
There's no thought put into that.
What would you name an octopus?
Squidward.
You'd name it Otto.
Squidward. Oh, Otto. Yeah, Doc Ock.
That's what he would name. That's a good one. It's a good name. That's a good
name. Apparently, Inky's been plotting his escape ever since he was captured back in 2014. He was living in a tank with another octopus, but disappeared earlier this year. The staff had no idea where he went. Turns out that in the middle of the night, he managed to squeeze through a small gap in the top of his tank. Now, here's the cool thing with octopuses. They,
Isn't the plural for octopuses octopi?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's the deal
here's
with
the cool
octopies.
Thing about octopi.
Octopies.
No, there's no S. It's like if it's a plural, it's just octopi.
Octopi.
Good day. Octopi Wall Street.
Octopi are ninjas. Octopi are like cat burglars.
Did you just say cat?
Darn it.
Somebody just sent me a picture of their kitty cat.
Hey, little kitten.
So he escapes. This octopus escapes from a small gap in the top of his tank. Then he crawled about 8 feet across the floor to get to a 6-inch drain pipe, somehow fit into it, followed that for about 165 feet, and it drained into the ocean. He escaped back into the ocean.
That Joker That's finding like, Nemo. Yeah. He really did.
That's insane. And if you saw, I wish this was, you could actually see the video of this octopus. It's a big octopus.
Yeah, that
it's
thing's
huge.
Inky don't play.
No. Well, the other octopus in the tank probably won't miss him because they prefer to live alone anyways.
Oh. Maybe that's why he left. He was like, dude, I can't do this. This is weird. This other octopus has got a cat line. He's always talking about his best friend Beans.
I am not an octopus.
I am out.
I am a dinosaur.
He just planned the great escape to get back to the ocean to be alone.
That is true.
Yeah.
Steve-O?
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Florida is
the floor.
Whiskey Tango, England?
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 No, nothing bad happens over in England.
Wrong?
They're like Canada.
Welcome to the year 2016.
Booyah.
If you have an iPhone, might I remind you, turn on Find My iPhone.
No.
That way, if your phone is stolen,
I don't want nobody following me.
You can jump on a computer and find it. I remember one time my iPad was stolen, and like a dumb, I did not activate Find My iPad, and it was gone forever. Peace out, iPad. Well, unfortunately, nowadays, thieves are usually smart enough to turn off the phone so you won't be able to track it.
It's because they're street youths.
Unless you're a 28-year-old named Jermaine Debra of Croydon, England.
Jermaine Dupri?
No. Hello. I am Jermaine Debra.
All British!
I'm Jermaine.
Yes.
Hi, Brie.
Jermaine Debra broke into a house back in November. He stole an iPhone. I'm all of a sudden Australian. Crikey, yeah? So the cops were like, ma'am, have you used Find My iPhone? Just, you know, on the off chance that Jermaine hadn't turned it off. It was! And randomly, Jermaine happened to be walking right past the police station at that exact moment.
Get him, Jermaine!
So the cops literally walked outside.
Wow.
Arrested him. He was sentenced to 2 years in jail for burglary. Guys, listen, criminals, if you're gonna steal a phone, watch. Okay, so you wanna go to settings? General. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never. Here's the thing. I never put a passcode on my phone.
Dude. Okay.
And
dummy.
The reason why is because a few times in the past, I've lost my phone.
Okay.
And people, good Samaritans, if you will, they just look through the contacts and see who I call the most, and it happens to be my wife, and so they call that back, and they're like, hey, I found this phone, is this, I've had 3 or 4 different people over the years call me because I left it somewhere.
Hey, quit losing your phone.
Even if the phone is locked, you can still make an emergency call.
Yeah, dude.
And so they can call
911.
You know what? Yeah, here's his problem. He didn't used to work with Mitch and Celeste, who would take your phone and just take all these stupid pictures
of the wall, of everything,
and the floor. And they'd be like, oh, look, here I am by the coffee pot.
Mine is always on lockdown for that very reason.
Well, I always have my phone on me. I never leave it.
Oh, really? How many times did you just say you lost your phone?
You lose your phone everywhere. Where is it right now?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Do you know where your phone is?
Obviously, I always have it on me, minus the 7 times that I totally had to rebuy an iPhone. And by me, I mean my mom. Fail!
Yeah. Man, why do you got to put me on blast like that?
And they put me on blast. Hey, you got a sweet mom.
I do. I love you, Mom.
We love you too, Dex's mom.
Thank you for paying my phone bill.
You're a sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you for buying me another iPhone.
How interested would she be in paying my phone bill?
How is he ever going to learn if you keep bailing him out?
Steve O'Neill wanted to know if you would pay their phone bills.
I would love it if you would, genuinely.
My mom is rich. She works at Costco.
Dang, dude.
She is.
She gets those deals in gross.
My mom is the hardest working mom in the universe, and I'm going to say it right now. There is no other mom that works harder than my mom.
Does she work in a coal mine?
No, she works.
Well, then you're wrong.
Yeah.
She pushes carts.
Yeah, dude. Coal mine.
Yeah. Pushing carts is a lot worse than the coal mines.
Oh, my gosh.
If you guys
that studio.
If you're podcasting us from a coal mine, give us a call.
Give us a coal.
I mean, how good it be?
Give us a coal. Here's the thing. You take the coal, and you crush it for years and years, and then it makes a diamond.
May I have another bowl of porridge, please, sir?
Costco. Give me that. Ugh.
Really? My mom...
I'm not saying she doesn't work hard. My mom also works at a grocery store. She, like, bags groceries and pushes carts for people. And I'm like, Mom, what are you doing? She's like, I'm just so bored.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
She's retired.
Yeah, she needs to
stay
bored. Busy.
Yeah. And so she was like, well, today they let me work in the floral department. So I was just putting together arrangements. And tomorrow I get to work in the bakery. And I'm like, cool, man. If I get to that age where I'm so bored that I'm like, you know what I want to do? Smiths, bro. Just
what
put
are you
me
talking
out of my
about?
We are
at that point in our lives where we are bored to death. We need to get a job like that.
No, we do not need to get a job like that.
Yeah, we do. We're bored.
We need to take a
break. We play video games and we're 37 years old.
Yeah, and it's amazing. It's the best life.
It's not a good life. It's horrible.
My whole life I've waited for this moment to have a job where I literally do nothing but talk and then play video games.
Look at this picture of this cat.
Okay, put it away.
No, it's you guys are, you're bored playing video games. I have cats to enrich my life.
Is that Pickle?
And ensure that I too have 9 lives.
Gosh.
I will live forever.
Okay.
I'm hundreds of years old.
We gotta take a break.
652 cats.
Coming up, we have a topic if you'd like to chime in.
Oh, it's gonna be interesting. I actually talked, speaking of moms, to my mom about this very thing. And she had the exact response I was expecting. Oh.
You can text us 585-LIVE. 585-5483. We want you guys to weigh in on this topic of freedom of speech when we come back. It's the Morning Invasion. Hang on.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We'll be back right after these important messages.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
Dial that number.
No!
Gotta check on my mom.
Ugh.
Make sure she's okay. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We call ourselves the Morning Invasion. Coming up, we'll talk freedom of speech. My parents live up in Montana. They've owned a body shop / junkyard for over 40 years.
They work hard for the money.
My mom works at Costco.
So hard for the money.
Travels 2 hours a day to work. She might be traveling now. Who knows? Mom, pick up. I just want to hear your voice.
Your call has been forwarded to an
iPhone. Sent you to voicemail. Your mom doesn't love you like my mom does.
Miss
now
your
we're
mom.
Calling my mom.
Is your mom, did she leave already? Did she go back?
I don't know.
I got to tell you, I met Steve-O's mom this past weekend, and she was awesome. She was such a sweet lady, and she loves Steve-O.
The person you are trying to reach.
What, you don't know how to call your mom? What is up?
Not except try your call again later.
Mom! Yeah. I'm sitting there, and Steve-O's talking to a friend, and she just was going off on how much, I just love my son so much. I just miss him so much. I haven't seen him in 2 weeks. Feels like eternity.
2 weeks? I haven't seen her in a while.
Gosh.
It's my mom. She's embarrassing.
No, she's not. You can blow with this. You can blow with that. You can blow with this. It's 8:05.
High today of 72 degrees.
Text the show, 585-LIVE. 585-5483. Thank you for all the text messages, everybody. We got a text message from somebody who said their mom washes the elephants at the zoo.
Mm.
That's amazing.
Speaking of texting, coming up, we've got to talk about this potential move that a movie theater chain is making. Mm. I hate this idea. I hate it, Doc.
It's a bad idea.
I hate it. We'll talk about that. What we need to do is get people to text in the live line, 585-LIVE, about what their moms do, because this person's mom washes elephants at the zoo, and that's pretty epic.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the most epic mom job? I feel like stay-at-home mom should be like right at the top of the list, because they do...
Yeah, okay, that is, yes, epic.
Oh, you're totally, like...
No. That's the ultimate mom job. Of course, they should be getting paid $300,000 a year because of all the things that they do. It's a 24/7 job. I totally get that. But when you say, what's the most epic mom job?
Yeah.
You got to keep that
Costco.
Out of there. Yes, it is. My mom is the hardest working mom in the universe. Mm. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Got traffic to report.
But first, what's your mom do?
She works at a grocery store, too. She works for Whole Foods.
Booyah. Wow. See? There you go.
Okay.
I guess that's just like the mom job. So here's the deal, people. If you have a sweet lady at the checkout and she's like, how's your day? And she's boop, boop, boop. Just talk to her. That's somebody's mom, bro. Someone's
mom. Talk to her and smile.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Somebody's mom is just like bagging groceries. Okay? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Job. My mom always talks about the people that are super rude and that give her a hard time and want to speak to managers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
the
be
sad thing is there's more of them than there are the nice people.
That's true.
Which is why if you're kind, dude, it goes a long way. Just be sweet.
Just be sweet.
Yep.
So are you calling about the accident at I-40 West in Carlisle?
No, there's traffic on I-25 and exit 225.
Is it southbound?
Yeah, southbound, backed up.
I'm guessing there's an accident.
More than likely.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
You just sound a little sad.
No, I'm not sad. I'm happy. You guys make my morning.
Thanks,
I appreciate
man.
You guys.
Sorry. Thank you very much.
Can I give you a little advice?
Yes.
Get a cat.
No. Don't.
Hey, I have two cats.
Oh, no.
Booyah. So when you get Sam.
And they're wonderful.
There you go.
I love my cat.
Okay. Mm.
I love you too, said your cat.
Drive safe. Here's on the text line, somebody said, my mom became an ATF investigator after I grew up and moved out.
Whoa!
That's pretty cool. That's hardcore.
Man. Oh, man, that was a lie about washing elephants.
Oh.
Really?
No, it's not a lie. She's a nurse for the elephants.
Whose mom is this?
Right? Is she, like, takes care of the elephants?
No, it says, no, I wish. She's a nurse.
Yeah, but I think...
She's not an elephant nurse. She's a nurse.
Why did you have to do that to us, Texter?
Who can you trust if you can't trust random anonymous texters to our live line? Am I right?
Lies!
It's true.
I was so pumped when I saw that. This mom actually washes elephants at the zoo. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
That's a cool job.
Speaking of our words, is it time?
It's time.
All right.
Let's jump into our topic here. Feel free to text the show, 585-LIVE, if you'd like to chime in on this this little conversation we're about to have.
Phil Robertson. He has been in hot water before. He referred to heterosexual marriages as "keep your sex right there," end quote. When he was talking at a cruise rally in February, he's been previously suspended from Duck Dynasty regarding comments he made about homosexuality to GQ magazine. Well, last weekend at Texas Motor Speedway, I feel like I need Dukes of Hazzard music or just something great. Do we have the Dukes of Hazzard?
Play like, producer? Are you ready for some football?
Producer,
Monday night party.
It's D-U-K?
There's a NASCAR thing and lots of fun.
You spell it D-U-K-E.
Circles for everyone.
Of Hazzard. Oh. Praise be. One of the greatest shows of all time.
Nate. Woo!
Duck Dynasty's Phil Robertson.
Good old boy.
Kicked off Texas Motor Speedway Duck Commander 500 with the opening prayer. Here's the prayer in full. Quote, all right, Texas, we got here via Bibles and guns. Fixing to pray to the one who made that possible.
You're not redneck enough. Come on now.
You ain't redneck. Okay.
I'm trying to do a service to his prayer without being mocking.
Come on.
Well, he's a redneck. You can redneck.
Come on, man. Let's do this. You got to do it.
But I don't think he's a redneck. I mean, that's like his. Yeah.
He's a redneck.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A multi-million dollar redneck.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Jeff Foxworthy is also one.
Truth. There you go. He said, Father, thank you for founding our nation. I pray, Father, we don't forget who brought us. You. Our faith in the blood of Jesus and his resurrection. Help us, Father, to get back to that. Help us, dear God, understand that the men and women on my right, the U.S. military, on my right and on my left, our faith in you and the U.S. military, reason we're still here. I pray, Father, that we put a Jesus man in the White House. Help us do that. Help us all to repent, to do what is right, to love you more, and to love each other more. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. End quote.
Mm-hmm.
Since that prayer, of course, people went out of the woodwork and just coming out, criticizing it, saying, hey, you can't say that at a NASCAR event.
Hey, what's that, bro?
Hey, bro. What's up, bro? On the left and the right.
Mm-hmm.
But the same people, if you look, it's interesting because you see these articles and people are just trashing him like, oh, man, Jesus man in the White House, blah, politics and religion, they have no place, blah, 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 blah. But on one hand, they'll say that, and then on the other hand, they're praising Bryan Adams, who canceled a concert in Mississippi because of this, you know, freedom of religion, if you will, legislation that is to protect businesses, I guess. So right now, we're in a very interesting time in society where you got Phil Robertson coming out and saying, we need a Jesus man in the White House. This is where I stand. This is what I say. He's getting destroyed. You got Bruce Springsteen. You got Bryan Adams. You have other artists canceling shows,
yeah,
whether it be North Carolina, whether it be Mississippi, because of their anti-LGBT laws, they say. And yet all of us are screaming tolerance, acceptance, freedom of speech. So the question is, real question, do we really value and want freedom of speech? Because I'll tell you right now, talking to certain individuals and saying, man, Phil Robertson said this, the immediate responses I got were, hallelujah, amen, preach it.
Yeah, we need a, need a Jesus man.
We do. Well, Bryan Adams, he canceled a show in Mississippi. Well, that's disgusting. He's an idiot. Okay, well, he's exercising that same right, freedom of speech. Do we really want it? Do we really appreciate it? Do we really think that? Because we ran a story earlier in the year where there was a group of Christians who found out that the five pillars of Islam were being taught in this school, and they helped Tennessee pass this legislation that you cannot teach religion in any form in this school system, and the Christians applauded
until we're not allowed to pray.
Now we're not allowed to pray in that same school system. A guy brought Bibles to the school and it was like, whoa, 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 bro.
Yeah.
Remember when the Christians were irate about the five pillars of Islam? Mm-hmm. We passed an anti-religion law, basically, in the school system. So you can't bring your Bible either now. So we want freedom of speech. Or we don't, because we see now Phil Robertson on one hand talking about the Jesus man in the White House. We see Bryan Adams. We see Bruce Springsteen. And they all have their right to an opinion or we see where we try and put a law in place that says we can't discuss this one thing, but that would also inhibit our ability to say right. what we feel.
Yeah.
It's a really like touchy time right now. It really is.
Yeah.
And looking at it, immediately, Texas Motor Speedway came under fire because of Phil Robertson's words, because it was like, well, he's a bigot. He's saying these things. You can't say that. It's like, well, he's exercising that same right you're using
right.
when you're canceling shows or when you're doing certain things because you don't agree with a certain policy. He's just saying how he feels. Do we really want everybody to have that platform to be able to just kind of say what they want or not? I mean, we have this radio program, but I feel like there are definite times where there are things that go unsaid for very practical reasons because we don't want to get in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or because there's wisdom in not always just firing off your mouth. I know that sounds crazy because I just said that, but...
No, you're right, because I feel like, you know, as Christians, or whatever you are, whatever you believe in, you get caught into that. That's your belief. That's mm-hmm. what, of course, as a Christian man, I want a Jesus man, a Christian believer, to be the next president of the United States.
Yeah.
To run the country. Of course I want that. And sometimes we don't sit there and think that... Okay, there's billions of other people out there that are not Christians.
Yeah.
That are Muslim, you know, whatever faith that they're into, and they're going to want a different type of person in office. Maybe an atheist, you know, to be our next president.
Yeah.
So, like Steve-O said, if you're going to be okay with freedom of speech...
It's just something to ponder, something for us to think about. Phone lines are jammed. Texas Motor Speedway President Eddie Gossage defended the controversial prayer that Phil Robertson delivered prior to Saturday night, saying, he said, quote, he said what he felt and believed, and there are a lot of people that agree with him and a lot that disagree with him. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you cannot say what you think because of political correctness, so I guess everyone has a right to free speech, or nobody does. Bruce Springsteen cancels his show in North Carolina on his viewpoints, and a lot of people agreed with him, and a lot of people disagreed with him. I defend Bruce Springsteen's right to take his position, and if you do that, then you have to defend Phil Robertson's and everybody else's right, too, end quote. That coming from the president of Texas Motor Speedway.
The phone number to call in, 338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning. So, I think freedom of speech, yeah, we definitely need it, but there's also... There's a line in common sense where you just shouldn't blurt something out that you know that's going to offend somebody. But then again, no matter what you say, whether you're Christian, Muslim, or atheist, no matter what you say, someone's going to get offended.
Well, see, that's it. So should you not? Because that kind of goes against what you literally just said, that there are some things you shouldn't say because someone's get offended. But if we know that someone's always going to be offended, you know, not to Jesus juke the situation, but Scripture says plainly that the gospel itself is an offense. Doesn't mean we should be offensive. We definitely should present the message of truth in love. But if someone's going to be offended no matter what, does that mean for how we speak to one another?
Well, if you're going to take away freedom of speech, then I mean, I don't know. My whole thing on it is, if you're going to get offended about it, and I didn't mean to offend you, then I guess get over it, but... Just can't take freedom of speech away, because then what are we going to be able to talk about? They're going to come out, oh, you can't say that, like they do now. So, I don't know.
Right.
Now you got me thinking.
Thank you.
Like what I say, if you don't like what I say, then get over it. I'm sorry.
Think
that's
about
just
it
what
Thursday.
I think.
All right, buddy. Apparently, whatever he has to say is the most important thing in the world.
Feel free to text us as well, 585-LIVE. That's 585-5483 if you'd like to text the show. Good morning.
Hey, morning, guys. It's Jason. How's it going?
Jason.
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. Hey, man, this whole thing bothers me because I remember when I was a kid growing up in public schools in South Carolina, and the way that they did it is they kind of kept it neutral, that you could have a student-led Bible study, prayer group,
mm-hmm.
wear Christian T-shirts and all that. And it wasn't just because we were in the buckle of the Bible Belt, but the attitude and the understanding was that if you wanted to wear, you wanted to have a Wiccan group, get together at lunchtime, then you could do that. If you wanted to have a Muslim group get together, then you could do that. It was either all or it was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we shouldn't be surprised at that kind of stuff. You know,
it
frustrates me too because, you know, so many people, it seems like from the unbelieving world, don't get that dichotomy where they're like, well, you guys, you know, you're bigoted or you're closed-minded to do this, but yet then they shut down everything Christian, everything of faith, not realizing the irony of that. Mm-hmm. But what's been really sad is when I'm starting to see, as Steve-O was saying a minute ago, on the Christian side of things, where people aren't getting that, you know, freedom of speech is you know, defending the right to let the other guy offend you, as
right.
it were.
Right, right. And taking that, I want to say with a grain of salt, but I do think we as Christians tend to get offended very easily. I remember growing up and being in the church and constantly hearing how disgusting and vile and wicked the world was. Mm-hmm. And just some of the worst terms I ever heard were within the church speaking to somebody who just doesn't know the truth. Yeah. We shouldn't be surprised by what the world is shouting. It's the world, you know? And yet it's sometimes the Christians that are on that soapbox trying to shut certain things down. But if we try and shut down Bruce Springsteen or Bryan Adams for their stance on the LGBT community, we're kind of shooting ourselves in the foot, because we're going to take away the freedom of speech, in which case we're not going to be able to share the truth of Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
So,
and that's the thing, is that we can still disagree with the sentiments. We can still say, hey, I don't value, you know, that stance or value that lifestyle.
But I value you as a human being.
Exactly.
<Yeah. laughs>
Sounds like me, Steve-O. Exactly. So, you know, and that's the thing, you know, and we just have to be respectful of each other, even if we disagree with our viewpoints or our lifestyles. And it got me all riled up. So,
all right. Thanks, Jason.
No problem, guys. See ya.
338-3700. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, I really, really like Beck Dynasty, what they stand for. And I get that people don't. I get that. I really do. But he could say what he wants. The other two, who is it, Springsteen or whatever, they could say what they want. But it needs to be respectful. Not, you know, out there in your face, kind of, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be respectful about it. I don't, you know, I don't agree with homosexuality. I don't agree with, you know, certain things. But be respectful about it.
All right.
Be respectful with what you're saying.
What's your favorite Duck Dynasty episode, Victoria?
I don't know.
Remember that time they blew up that duck watch? That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, actually, and I like when they blew up,
They just blew everything up.
It's
awesome.
Uncle Si's truck.
Yes.
Yeah. Or that episode where they blew up the beaver dam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or those beavers.
Where they blew up that
ATV. What do you guys watch beavers. On TV?
Or that episode where they blew up that ATV.
Yeah.
Or that episode where they blew up that trailer.
Here's the thing, guys.
Or
like
that episode
and,
where they
and
blew
then,
up.
And then that. And Sadie trying to learn how to drive.
Yep. What's crazy is I just made all of that up, but apparently those are real.
Have you done everything?
No, those are real. Those are real things on their show.
Uh-huh. Incredible.
Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
Who's
Thank
your
you.
Favorite welcome. Character on Duck Dynasty?
Jace.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Uncle Si.
Everybody loves Uncle
no.
Si.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I think my opinion on this really is I'm a big believer in live and let live.
Mm.
You know, like if someone says something and, you know, I don't agree with it, or, you know, maybe it quote-unquote offends me, and yeah, I might voice my opinion and say, hey, I disagree with you and this is why, but I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to be, you know, it bugs me when I hear, you know, when someone says something that someone disagrees and they want their head on a silver platter, basically.
Mm.
You know, like the last time Phil got in trouble, I actually have a friend who's very, very liberal, to the point it's hilarious, and he was going off saying, oh, they need to take that show off the air, and, you know, he offended me and stuff like that, and I said, I made him mad because I said, you do know your TV comes with this magical device called a remote control, and all you gotta do is change the channel.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why, just because he disagreed, why do you got to take it away and ruin for someone else who does like that show or does agree with him? You know, I mean, yeah, voice your opinion. That's what's great about this nation. You know, you have the right to disagree.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, to the point where you want to make sure they lose their career and lose their life, I mean, how does that satisfy you?
Thanks, man. A lot of people texting in. If you'd like to text the show, 585-LIVE, 585-5483. I think Steve-O said it best. We need freedom of speech, but we need to use wisdom in what and how we say. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, not everyone has that kind of filter necessary, and we need to grow thicker skin and respect others' views.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly with them thinking I said it best. I'm just kidding.
Paul from Albuquerque.
That was from Montana, right? Yeah, no, is that Minnesota? What's M in?
Minnesota.
It's Minnesota.
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 Paul from Albuquerque, I agree with the dude that called before. Someone's always going to be offended. We need to focus on Jesus. He is in control.
Well, and I think people need to stop as we talk about that. I remember the times where, as a kid, being around people who would discover that somebody was an atheist or somebody had a different belief than them, and all of a sudden that person was just, oh, well, they were just an idiot. They were just, you know what, the term agnostic, literally, it means ignorant. You're an ignorant idiot. You know, it's like, well, no wonder nobody wants to talk to us anymore. Once, maybe if we stop calling them idiots. And I do understand the fact that God's Word talks about that very thing, that they're, you know, if you are unknowing, it's foolish, and you're considered that, but gosh, there's got to be kinder ways that we can discuss things to draw people closer to Jesus, because His Word never returns void. We know that there's power in God's Word. Yeah. There's truth there. There's understanding there. But it definitely still matters how we relay the gospel. Mm-hmm. It really does.
Why don't you recap what we're talking about, Steve-O?
Well, if you're just joining us, Phil Robertson of Duck Dynasty is in, I don't want to say hot water once again, but he did say the opening prayer at Texas Motor Speedway this last Saturday night at a NASCAR event. First of all, if you're offended by Phil Robertson's prayer at NASCAR, you obviously don't watch NASCAR, where every single race kicks off with an opening prayer. It's like the most Jesus-filled sport. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. It's like, but I don't want to say that. It's like, yeah! It's that old Bible Belt sport.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a NASCAR.
Where we got our guns and our race cars. And if you're just joining that NASCAR movement in 2016 and you're offended by Phil Robertson,
wow,
you got about the entire history of NASCAR to be offended by.
That's right.
So we're talking about Phil Robertson offending people on one hand. And on the flip side, this last week you had Bruce Springsteen in the news, you had Bryan Adams in the news, canceling shows because of their disagreement with the LGBT laws in Mississippi, in the Carolinas, I believe it was North Carolina, right, where Bruce Springsteen canceled his show. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about freedom of speech and whether or not we really truly value that, because we can say we do because we want our freedom to speak the truth of Jesus, but we do not want other people to have that freedom to
right,
share their beliefs, their opinions. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to get a coexist bumper sticker.
Well, think about it. You know, what if somebody wanted to start a group where it was a group of people that love cats wanted to get together with their cats at school,
mm-hmm,
and they wanted to talk about cats all the time.
Are you talking about the Cat Society?
No. Good morning. Okay.
Dude, we got a fantastic text that says, there are countless different worldviews and presuppositions. Demanding a right to proclaim those convictions intrinsically, gosh, Clopas, stop using big words, grants that same right to others with opposing views. The question is not whether we should speak or not. It's how will we display grace to those with the opposing views. We have to remember that we at one time were in opposition toward God and the gospel, yet He still pursued us in love.
Love that.
Man.
And finally, for the most unusual pre-race prayers you will ever hear.
Heavenly Father, we got to take a break. We'll get to your phone calls. So you can text the show. Steve-O, what is that?
585-LIVE. That's 505-585-LIVE.
Freedom of speech, man. And NASCAR.
Thank you for Jim, performance technology, and the RO7 engine. This is a real prayer, guys. So if you're just now offended by Phil Robertson, you missed the good one. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Tonight.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Your attention, please. We'll be right back.
All is well. We're back with The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Kobe Bryant played his last game with the Lakers.
Tens of thousands of workers at telecom giant Verizon are officially on strike.
Ethan Couch, who as a minor avoided prison for killing four people in a drunk driving wreck in Fort Worth, Texas, cause his lawyer argued his affluent upbringing didn't teach him right from wrong, will now actually spend 2 years in the county jail.
An earthquake struck in a remote part of northwest Myanmar.
A new edition of the Pig Book documenting government waste is hot off the presses.
President Obama convened a meeting of his national security team at CIA headquarters.
The Commerce Department says retail sales declined 0.3%.
Southern Texas faces severe thunderstorms.
Napster co-founder Sean Park is giving $250 million of his own money to get about 300 scientists from different institutions to share their cancer study findings.
Syrian peace talks have resumed in Geneva.
A South Carolina state Senate hearing about a bill that would force transgenders to use restrooms on public property according to biological sex.
8:41.
High today of 72 degrees.
Let's take a look at the roads. Boogity, 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 amen.
Some stuff to report. Accident off to the side, I-40 East at 4th Street. Let's see, we've also got a disabled semi. It's partially blocking the right lane. Stay to the left. That's I-25 frontage road south at Mountain. Also an accident off to the side, I-40 West at Carlisle. Earlier, there was a lot of traffic on 25 southbound around Paseo. It looks like it's moving freely now. So you guys be careful out there. All right, you look.
Traffic!
We're talking about prayer.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Prayer.
To what we've got. It doesn't make a difference if we make it or not.
Prayer.
We got each other, and that's a lot more.
Prayer.
Freedom of
prayer.
Speech,
we'll give
everybody.
It a shot. Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer.
Wow, we know that. I mean, we really did.
Whoa, living on a prayer.
Living on a prayer.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you.
Freedom of speech.
We're talking. Freedom to sing Bon Jovi whenever you feel like it.
We're talking.
Who can take that away?
We're talking about if you want to have the right to pray. Pray
just
in school.
To make it today.
I said we pray.
Pray, pray.
Okay.
You got to let everybody else pray. Because if you say, no, sorry, you know, the Muslims can't pray. The atheists, they can't have their groups or whatever group you want to say.
They can't have their groups.
The cat people, they can't have their groups either. But us Christians, we can have our group, but everybody else can't. You can't say that.
You quit separating cat people in a religious conversation.
Hey, man. You're the one who wanted to start that group.
I know. It's not a religion.
I don't think. What? It's a cult.
Comments. Tons of comments on the cat stuff?
No, on the text line. 585-LIVE. It's 505-585-LIVE. Someone texted and said, freedom of speech should not be detrimental to others. It should be equal for all. However, we know we live in a hypersensitive culture. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants others to have the same passion for their issue. As one caller said, say what you need to say.
Say what you need to say.
I love that song. That's an incredible song. But be respectful of others.
It's Landon's favorite song.
Yeah.
Landon.
Only a fool says everything on his mind.
Amen.
Crap.
That is so true.
Yeah, I'm toast.
And that's why when certain people are like, well, at least he speaks his mind. That's how you know he's going to be a good leader. Not so, friend.
Here was an interesting question we got from a listener on the live line. They said, here's a question. Does God allow our freedom of speech that contradicts his word? Does any thought or speech that contradicts the word of God change the truth of God's word? This is the difficulty with freedom of speech in a democracy versus the word of God in a monotheistic worldview. Please discuss. Huh. Our girl Serena says, people really need to learn how to disagree. Everyone wants tolerance or acceptance until they don't like what someone says. As long as you're not directly attacking someone or something, I think it's fine to say we need a Jesus man in the White House. It's not like he said we need to pray against Muslims and atheists in the White House.
Boogity.
What this country and the world really needs, though, is a revival, which isn't going to start with Christians protesting other religions, but rather praying for people as a whole to come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Richard chimed in and said, hey guys, just want to chime in. Just think
if it, think of it this way. When Jesus walked the earth, he had people who did not agree with him, but he still listened to what they had to say. Then he turned it around and spoke the truth. And I believe that we as Christians are called to speak the truth. And in order to do that, we must have the freedom of speech. Let those who have different opinions speak so that they will in turn listen to you as well. Then you will have the possibility to speak life into their lives. God bless.
I like that.
Romans 12, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with others, but also preach the gospel boldly. Romans 12.
It's also interesting to me when Jesus was before Pontius Pilate. Pontius Pilate, in one of the gospel accounts, asked him,
"What is truth?"
Yeah, well, that. But then also he said, "Are you the Son of God?"
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
you
notice most of the time Jesus was quiet, and then one of the accounts he said, "It is as you say."
Yeah,
that's always interesting to me because we're talking about freedom of speech and we're talking about the Son of God, and how did he handle it?
Right,
he handled things way differently than how even now we think we should handle things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the church thinks it should handle things. It's just really interesting to me because we have freedom of speech. But that, I think it represents an innate, like a belief that innately every single person is special. Not special in a way like, oh, you can have whatever you want.
Yeah,
not like that. But every single person has value.
Amen.
Has an intrinsic value that they are born with.
Mm.
And so when we take away freedom of speech on both sides, you are taking away that value because what you're essentially saying is you're not valuable enough to listen to.
Mm. Yep.
You know, like that's, and even if they're wrong, that person is valuable. So they should at least be heard. Mm. I was doing some research and the whole freedom of speech thing politically, it goes all the way back to Socrates. Socrates, who was a Greek philosopher, and he straight up said, if you offered to let me off this time on condition, I am not any longer to speak my mind. I should say to you, men of Athens, I shall obey the gods rather than you. Essentially, he was saying, if you try to shut me up, I'm going to keep talking.
Right.
Because every person has value. And of course, Socrates, he found a lot of value in what he said. But
that owl never would shut up.
I just wish you say his name right. It's Socrates.
Okay.
Socrates! Bill Ted, sorry.
So then you go, it goes to the Magna Carta, and then the British Bill of Rights and the Declaration of the Rights of Man, which was a French document, and then the United States Bill of Rights. So all of these things, it builds up to where, hey, you have a right to say what you want to say. It never says that just because you have that right, what you say is correct.
Yeah. Right.
It never says that.
Right.
On both sides of the fence. It does say that you have that right to say it.
Albert on Facebook, on email says, can't get rid of freedom of speech. It hurts everyone, not just Christians. However, so many times Christians are afraid of freedom of speech because of how someone can use it to speak against God. We shouldn't be afraid of these kinds of things as Christians. If we truly dedicate ourselves to God, we should understand this is bound to happen. Also, we are called to be able to know the Word of God, to be able to speak the truth against those who speak against God. That's why we're called to study Scripture, not just read it once over. We tend to forget that. With God, if God is for us, no one can be against us. Good words from Albert there. Mm-hmm. It's true. We are so afraid of words like, oh man, but what if they say this in a trip? If you can be tricked into Christianity, you can be tricked out of it. That's why it's a relationship.
And not even tricked. If you
know what I mean?
You can be talked into it.
Yeah.
If you can be talked into anything, somebody smarter can talk you out of it. Mm-hmm. So thus the importance of a true relationship, true understanding of God's word. And I'm telling you, man, good show, guys.
It's dumb to me that we've talked about this many a time, especially when we were Static Radio, because a lot of people got offended by the fact that we were playing, quote, secular music. And it was like, you can't do that. You can't do that. And I know, like, even different, like, higher-ups, close friends of ours who love us and we love them, they think that doing that is kind of like sullying the temple in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with that, but that's fine. Yeah. You know, that's not my call to make. Now, do I have to sit here and get offended about it? No.
Right.
And that's the thing. We need to remember, hey, you can choose to not be offended.
Yeah.
Somebody can literally say the most offensive thing to you in the world, and then you have the choice to take it to heart or not.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that's kind of going to the sticks and stones break my bones, words will never hurt me. But they don't have to. They don't have to. And in fact, you can remove all the power from somebody when you literally just don't get offended by what they say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's why the book of James talks about your tongue. It's a sword, like, you know, about taming the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
Because it it has power in the sense that it can destroy people because we allow it so easily to destroy us with our words.
Right.
Words are the worst. So here's the thing. So take it farther. Anybody can remove the power because that's literally all that it is words. You can totally just click a switch in your brain that say, it says, I don't care what you say. I don't believe what you say. You're saying it and that's fine. You know, but the Christian response is to take those words, remove the power, and still love and serve that person that hates you. Mm-hmm. It's farther. And that's what's so contrary to like human nature, because human nature would be either punch that person. But say you don't do that. Say you just you take the quote high road and you just take the power from their words and you don't care about it and you walk away. Well, then the Christian response goes further than that. The Christian response says, instead of walking away, I might walk away right now out of this situation to disengage my anger, but I'm still going to love that person. I'm still going to serve that person and go the extra mile, just like the example that we were given. Like Jesus said, because back in the day, the Romans, they were oppressive to the Jews. They were very oppressive, and they could walk up and demand anything from a Jew. Like, they could walk up, and so Jesus uses the example of your coat. He said, if like a Roman comes up to you and demands your coat, give him also your other piece of clothing, your other garment.
Your pants.
Give him your pants. Just give him your pants. And so that's why I'm issuing a nationwide call. Give him your pants. Everybody, just give somebody else your pants. No, but seriously, what he was saying was, because that was offensive to just walk up and them be able to take your stuff and you not be able to do anything. There wasn't freedom of speech back then. You know, Jesus wasn't operating in a democracy.
Right, right.
We forget that a lot because a lot of times we're like, I'll tell you what Jesus would have done. He would have done this. Well, no, Jesus didn't operate in a democracy. So we look at what he did, and a lot of times he was just quiet. But then he would go further and say, instead of just being quiet, if they ask you for something, give them something else on top of that. Mm-hmm. Walk the extra mile with them.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 5, if you want to go find the Sermon on the Mount, where he talks about loving our enemies, where he talks about retaliation, you know, because at the time it was eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, you know.
Like, and this applies to so many different situations, you know. Maybe you're listening right now and you work at a grocery store and there's somebody at work that, man, is just not a nice person who's heckling you, that's making fun of you, that you're getting bullied at work. What should you do in that situation? I think you kill them with kindness. Maybe you serve them in some way.
Yeah. Well, another thing to do, though, because a lot of times I think we can take this a little too far in kind of a too literal direction, because what I'm not saying is that you make yourself that person's doormat.
Right.
Because we also do that. It's also like, well, I've got to serve you and I'm just going to suffer for the Lord for this. Sometimes the best thing you can do for somebody else is to just not be in contact with them.
Right.
We don't realize that enough. You know, like sometimes you get to an impasse with people, and going the extra mile and doing the extra work is to just not be around the person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just separate yourself from the person and pray for God to give you an opportunity to serve that person.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that you constantly go up and grovel at their feet and just, you know, like all the time be like, well, I just got to serve, you know, because then you're just going to end up resenting that person. That's all and that's not going to be good at all. That's the opposite thing. But what you do is you separate yourself and you literally pray for God to give you an opportunity and you wait. And then when that opportunity comes, you take that opportunity because it'll be real.
That's right. You know, you give them your shirt.
Give them your pants.
Give them your pants.
Everybody pants now. Pants, 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 pants.
It's true.
You can text the show, 585-LIVE, 585-5483, or you can call the show, 338-3700.
I love you guys so much.
I like you too.
What?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Your words have power.
Oh.
You could have said I love you too and said you said I like you too. And
what?
Now
I didn't say anything.
I have like this weird lack of self-esteem because I thought you loved me.
Okay, here's the deal. Our buddy Blake from the gym, #stillmad, has texted in. He says, one person can use their words for the purpose of demeaning or degrading another, when in reality, their words become the means to their own end. Mm. The most self-destructive action a person can take is to target the character or spirit of another. And he's exactly
right. That's right. Good job.
When we constantly degrade other people and look down on them, all you're doing is eroding your own joy because you're constantly comparing yourself to somebody else. And on the inside, you're just looking for excuses for why you're better than that person. And it's because truly at the bottom of it, you believe you hate yourself. And that's why you're constantly comparing yourself to other people, is because you hate yourself.
Mic drop.
It's true. Thanks, Blake.
For real.
Hashtag Steel Man. He wrote, not cool.
Beautiful.
Oh, there's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Is that how it goes?
Pants.
Yes.
Pants, 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 pants.
All right, we got to go to break here. All right, guys. Here we go. One more time.
We'll give it a shot. Oh. Yeah, we're halfway there. Oh. Living on a prayer.
I like it.
Hang out with us.
One of these days, Morning Invasion karaoke. Everybody's coming with me.
Hashtag still mad.
We got to take a break, but fear not. The Morning Invasion will be right back. We interrupt this broadcast for an important message. It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Wait for it.
Hey,
what y'all doing? What y'all doing?
Welcome to the program. Hello, everyone. Dex, Steve-O, Teo.
What?
We're the Morning Invasion.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
You can take a look at traffic.
Traffic.
You betcha.
There's an accident. The right lane is blocked. I-25 South at Comanche. So, 25 southbound is stacking up again. It's just in a different place. I-25 South at Comanche.
Kind of like sound like you rapped it right there.
I'm a rapper.
It's stacking up everywhere.
It's stacking up everywhere. Came out of
it's Christmas
eulogy.
Up in here. It's Christmas in your hair. Steve-O, cut your hair. All right,
no.
Let's see. Accident. Right lane's blocked. I-40 East at 4th Street. It's updated about 20 minutes ago, and that is still causing some headaches on 40 eastbound. Also, don't forget, the disabled semi is partially blocking the right lane on I-25 Frontage Road South and Mountain. That's your lucky traffic.
Traffic!
Eggs, bacon, and toast. Eggs, bacon, and toast.
Eat it.
Why don't you start your day with eggs, bacon, and...
Oh, meat, toast.
Yeah!
Yeah!
What was that?
Parks and Rec, bruh.
I don't remember it. Was that at the diner?
Yeah.
Click, 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 click.
AMC.
Heard about
coming up with a great idea. Oh. I mean, just a great idea. AMC, that's one of my favorite channels on TV.
Freedom
AMC.
Freedom of speech is about to
the
get
the
punch in the mouth, bro.
Fear the Walking Dead.
No, totally different.
Oh.
We
totally
are the
different.
Light of the world.
First of all, we talk about freedom of speech, segging into a new topic. There are some rights being infringed upon. Those people are called Dexters, and they are dummies.
What?
Those are the people. They go into movie theaters, and instead of watching the movie that they paid $30 for, mm-hmm. they spend it on the phone.
Oh, idiots.
That's Dex.
No, it's not me.
He's a movie theater goer, texting personer.
I'm not at all, actually.
You're a liar.
Don't do that.
I'm not, guys.
You know who is?
What?
Joey Belleville!
Oh, my gosh.
I knew it.
Listen. Like, last week, my in-laws, they went to the movie theater. They were the only ones in the movie theater. And ended up, like, calling my wife during the movie. And it's like, get off your phone.
Yeah.
You spend stupid amounts of money to go to see a movie. Get off your phone.
It's disrespectful. It's just... Come on.
My buddy Nick, our buddy Nick, he will text me during comic book movies and he'll say, hey, who's so and so? And I'll be like, he's blah, 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 blah. Have you seen the movie yet? And he's like, I'm watching it right now. And I'll go, quit texting me.
Yeah. Hatred. Yeah. Hatred. Well, if you're like us, you are not going to be a fan of Adam Aaron. He just became the head of AMC Theaters a few months ago, the giant chain.
Adam Aaron,
and he's already considering a move that's going to make him a hero to Dex and the devil to all of us.
Uh-oh.
We're talking about movie theater chains where texting is not only allowed,
Yeah.
What happened? You sighed really loud.
Not only aloud,
but
encouraged?
It's encouraged.
Gross. All right.
Aaron says, quote, when you tell a 22-year-old to turn off the phone, don't ruin the movie. They hear, please cut off your left arm above the elbow. You can't tell a 22-year-old to turn off their cell phone. That's not how they live their life. End quote. Obviously, this Aaron dude was an entitled brat.
Aaron is
who
stupid.
Never had any discipline.
Hmm.
I hate this idea. It's if AMC really theaters adopt a phone rule, a texting rule, a hey, this is like it's like adding a smoking section into your favorite Denny's. I mean, you never go back. IHOP it is for life.
I haven't been to a Denny's in a long
time.
Yeah,
I haven't been to those either. Last night, actually, that's we were driving by the International House Day Pancakes.
Aww.
And I said, Chrissy, come on, just for old time's sake. And she said, there never was an old time's sake. That is a none time sake.
Call me, bro. I'll go anytime.
We just kept driving. I'm like, you hate me. I just want a stack of crappy pancakes with like strawberries and weird apricot topping. What? That's what I want.
Okay.
It's all about the crepes, man.
Can we all just agree, rather than it's raising some crepes. Big stink about this or whatever, can we all just agree that if they introduce this AMC theater line or whatever, if they have these showings where you can text, can we just say, I'm not going to go?
Well, because we're not.
The fastest
we're
way to kill go. It will be for it to just not do well.
Yeah, we're not going to go.
Just don't go.
Yeah.
We're not going to go.
It is stupid. Don't get me wrong.
Game
That's
over.
Horrible. Why would you encourage
we
that?
We say that, but a lot of our friends text us, during a movie!
It's true.
While they're in the movie theater!
Like, I get it for emergencies. Hatred. I understand that for emergencies. Even in Batman Superman, they was like, do not take your phone out. We will take your phone up.
Well, yeah, because they don't want you filming.
And it's because we went to an early show.
Yeah.
But Dawn and Johnny were flying in that night. So at some point during the four-hour movie that I watched,
yeah.
I think it was after I woke up at some point. I'm not sure. But I just flipped my phone over.
I got so nervous.
I had four messages from her.
Ugh.
And I got was, so
and
nervous.
I didn't even read them. I was just like, well, she landed.
Yeah.
I know she's alive.
Dude, he flipped his phone over, and I was waiting for the dart to go into his neck and then get, like, you know, taken out. And I was like, Tao, don't, I love you. Don't
but I
do
figured
this.
It out, though, because if they would have come up to me and said, how could you do this? I would have said, my mom's name is Martha, too. And then we would have been instantly best friends, and it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, that's
oh
true.
Man, I'm telling you, I realize we can just choose not to go to these theaters.
Yeah,
it is a terrible idea.
That's
it
a
is.
Dumb idea.
You're just
going to
see these
that?
Stupid bright screens, woo, everywhere. I take it so seriously when it's like, put your phone in cinema mode.
I get
now.
Frustrated when the theater lights don't dim. You know what
right?
I'm saying? That drives me up the wall.
Really?
You can there have been multiple movies where Dawn and I were at the movies and I started getting irate because it was like, why is it not dark yet? Why is the theater still, the movie has already started and the lights are still up. Who's not doing their job? And then
yeah.
I'm in that weird situation where it's like, somebody please get up. And
somebody go tell them. I don't want to
tell them. Please. And then normally you'll see somebody go and they look like they're on a mission and you're like, yeah,
there goes my hero.
Yeah.
Man, just,
we hate
it's why whenever
texters.
We watch trailers, if you notice,
yeah.
I'll turn everything up, turn all the other audio off, and I'll always turn the lights
right.
off.
If somebody walks into our office while we are watching a trailer,
yeah, well,
and they
yeah.
speak words, it's like,
you know,
get out. Watching a trailer.
Working with these two for the past, you know, few months, learned a lot about them, you know, that they're a lot different than me.
One,
for
we were
instance,
separated at birth.
For instance, yeah. we just heard anxiety from Tao.
Oh, Tao.
You know? You don't turn the lights off when they're supposed to turn them off.
Oh,
anxiety.
Dude.
Gosh, anxiety, hurry. Someone needs to do this. I can't focus. I can't enjoy because the lights off.
Or if the, dude, if the sound's not right, like
right.
if they haven't flipped it
oh,
to like the 5-1
yeah.
and
right.
it's still just kind of like.
It's right up by the screen.
Yes!
The speaker. Those are the only ones on.
Oh, gosh!
Another thing that's completely different between myself and these two is that I don't care about spoilers.
Yeah.
I could care less.
You couldn't care less.
That's
if you
what
could
I said.
Care less, you'd have more care.
It's true. There
to
would
give.
Be an ability to care less.
Which
yes.
is why I have a new feature on the show.
One, two,
let's
ruin the endings of movies.
No!
Oh,
no, 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 no,
we'll give them the way and people they will see.
Hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
Batman versus Superman.
No, get out!
Anthony, don't do what? This.
Stop it! It's... Get out of here, Satan!
Batman versus Superman at
stop
the very
it.
End of
stop
the movie.
Stop it right now! Stop talking! I've already seen it and I'm mad for other people!
When Robin shows up...
Okay, stop it!
Stop telling people the surprises.
And kills Batman...
Shut
on
up!
Accident...
On accident.
Dude, I thought that was the best
like
part
you
of the movie.
Make, I'm like itchy. I'm going to break out of the hives,
say.
Dude. I have great skin,
it's
and it's not going to work out for me.
It's a new feature I
want
to start doing, and that's
I
all I want to say.
We'll give them away, and people, they will say.
Hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Dex, I get more worried about you
every moment. Yeah,
doesn't bother me, guys. You can ruin the movies. You can ruin. I don't care. Spoil it. Come on. I want to hear what happened to Superman.
Yesterday, this is how serious I am about not spoiling it for people. Yesterday, we're playing The Division with our boy Hesh, and it's like, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's like, bloop, bloop, Bat-Yo has joined the party. I was like, yo, I haven't talked to Yo in forever. I miss you, Yo. So Yo's like, hey, buddy. And I'm like, hey, dude, you're like the one guy I wanted to talk to about Batman v Superman. He's like, oh, what'd you think? And I'm like, well, oh, man. And I was like literally about to say something, and then Hesh goes, oh, I still haven't seen it. And I went, nope. Yo, we should have lunch next week so we can talk about this.
And you know what? He probably wouldn't
and
even
And he was like,
care.
Bro, I don't even care. I'm not even going to see it till it comes. I heard it was terrible. I don't even care. I don't even care, bro. You talk about it right now. Yo, we should, let's just have lunch next week and we'll talk about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Not saying a word. I don't care.
It's true.
I can't.
If there's a show that Steve-O's seen or a movie that he's seen that I haven't and I don't care about it, I have to go to great lengths to convince him that it's okay to spoil it.
Seriously.
Because it's like, no, I'm never, never, ever going to watch it. I don't care about it. I didn't even know it was a movie until right now, you know? And he's like, I don't know.
It's funny because I have to beg these two to spoil it and they won't. I can't. It's against my nature. I just cannot tell you. I can't. And I'm like, please tell me. I can't.
Okay. Let me give you an example.
I can't, guys.
In the 90s.
I can't, guys.
I was working at a now defunct place called Blunkbuster. Okay.
Blunkbuster.
Okay. It was like Friday night. What you gonna do? You're gonna go to the Blunkbusters, right?
Yo, yo, dog.
Yeah. And you're gonna get yourself a video and you're gonna go home and you're gonna watch it. Well, I was working. It was a Friday evening.
Yeah,
I'm just
right.
hanging out. Doop, 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 doop. Putting movies out on the wall. And the dude's talking. And my coworker's like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I can't believe Fight Club's out today, bro. And the guy was like, oh my gosh, I just got out of the theater. I just saw it. And I was like, la, 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 la. And he goes, no, dude, doesn't even matter, bro, because it's so good, it won't even matter. Check it out. And then goes on to divulge the ending of Fight Club.
Oh, man.
I have friends who shall remain nameless who are like, that is the greatest movie of all time.
Come on, let's
and
not get carried
anytime
away.
They say that in front of me, I go, I hate that movie.
Aww.
And here's why. And then I tell them the story and they go, oh, that sucks. Mm. I never got to experience. It's like there's certain movies where you got to experience. I remember being in the theater and The Sixth Sense happening and me going, oh my God!
Because they're dead the whole time. They're dead the whole
Dex,
time.
Dex, you idiot!
What'd I do?
No!
Hey, what happened?
Dex, you're pretty clever, aren't you?
What did I do?
I'm going to pass
what
out.
What happened?
I'm going to pass
we'll
out.
Away, all right. And people, they will say.
Hey, did you give away the end of that
what?
Movie?
Yes, there goes. Here we go.
They're all dead in the movie.
You're pretty clever, Dex.
What?
How's that working out for you?
Dude, that movie's like, I'm seriously breaking out in hives. That was like 20 years ago, and I'm like, there's
it
somebody
was 20
out there
years ago.
Who never saw
if you haven't
it.
Watched it yet, then you're never going to watch
Maybe
it.
Maybe I just care about film, and
oh
it's an
gosh.
Experience, bro,
okay.
And you just ruined it. It's like knowing
you're
the...
You're one of them.
Okay, let me ask
I'm a
you
nerd.
This. Let me ask you this spoiler alert, all right?
Spoiler alert.
The Lord comes to you in a dream.
What?
And he says, behold, bro, I am Jesus.
Yeah.
And you say, what's up, man? And he goes, spoiler alert. And he goes on to say, he's going to tell you how you're going to die, right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want your ending spoiled?
Yeah.
You want to know the ending?
Heck yeah.
You want to know how you go out?
Why not?
Time, date, everything?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
that
so
that way
dumb.
I can prepare myself.
No,
I can
you
do
won't
things
prepare
that
yourself.
I probably would never do.
Oh, my gosh.
Spend quality time with my family, which,
that's a
you
bad
know,
idea.
I don't really hang out with my family all that
gosh.
Much like I should, but I probably would if I knew with the day and time I was going to die. Spoil it, bro. Just go ahead.
Okay.
It's going to be in a tragic Krispy Kreme accident. That's all the information I have so far. The Lord came to me in a dream. I didn't want to spoil it for you, you will choke on an eventual glazed because you're
that's a way to go.
In that, the but middle the of a donut eating competition because you're so large.
Yeah.
You're so long.
Donut hole.
But it's a that's a
nailed good, it. Yeah, a, boom, still got it.
As if right. No way, man.
It's going to be really tragic, dude. You're going to be in the middle. You're going to be on like donut number 7, the number of completion.
You know, though,
your eyes are literally going to glaze over.
That's
because
a good
you
question.
Will begin choking on Krispy Kreme.
Would you want to know if
no!
you had the option, like when and how you were going to
I
die?
I think I would.
The ultimate spoiler alert. You would want to know. Time, date, death.
Yeah. Text us. 585-LIVE. Tell us what you would think.
If God showed up, sure, like Steve-O said.
Number one, if God shows up and he does say bro, I am going to be a little disappointed.
Hey, broski!
Listen, bro.
I know that's a personal thing. I'm not putting that on him. My views don't reflect the views of Calvary Albuquerque staff and all that stuff. But for real, if the Lord came to me in a dream and said, bro, I would be like, oh.
Yeah, if he showed up and went,
you know what's funny? Is Skip is literally doing an entire spoiler alert series right now.
Oh,
that's what
no
he should have
kidding.
Called it. Instead of what's next, it should have been called spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
The yeah. End.
Dang it.
That's right.
They need to talk to
Where
us about
Where were you
these.
In the creative
I am
meeting.
Going to call. Let's call Skip right now. Here, I got a cell phone.
I think you're
you
going
to. You have his. You have the. You have the red phone number?
Oh, you don't? Yeah, I do.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
Guys, we cool. just got an email from Matthew from Albuquerque.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
He wants us to give him some money.
Oh,
Matthew.
It's for
kinda
a thing.
Kind of broke right now.
It's for the Best Buddies Friendship Walk or some nonprofit that's raising money.
Okay.
Best Buddies is a nonprofit organization that offers opportunities for social inclusion, leadership development, and supported employment programs to provide the necessary tools for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to become more independent and valued members of our society. It's a nonprofit.
Dude, so many people are texting the live line. Nobody cares about the spoiler alert of their death. All they're saying is, oh, I stopped listening when Dex started talking about spoilers. Is it safe to turn it back on?
Are you kidding?
It is safe.
Really?
It is safe.
The Sixth Sense, it came out in 1992.
Okay.
No,
I gotta
it wasn't
say.
92,
okay.
It was like 97.
Freedom Fest, the year was 2001. Okay. I'm backstage, hanging out, reading...
99.
What?
The Sixth Sense came out in 1999.
Yeah, 99, 91.
15 years, 16 years.
It's been a long
17
time.
17 years. Okay.
You're backstage, you're reading.
I'm reading. Harry Potter. Cool. Half-Blood Prince. Reading, crazy Potterhead, right? And I'm like, I gotta get through this. It's like the week the book came out.
Right.
And dude backstage walks up to me and looks at where I'm at in the book and goes, oh, dude, so close to the end. Have you gotten to the part where... ruins the ending of the book for me?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's time to...
Oh, no! No!
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
Harry Potter.
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
Let's give it away.
We'll give them away.
All right.
And people, they will see.
Hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
In Harry Potter.
No, stop talking right now.
The Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh, okay, that's the first book. Nobody cares about that.
The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
That's,
okay.
Okay, that's not even correct at all.
Harry Potter.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling
wakes
you.
Wakes up.
Uh-huh.
In a magical land.
Okay.
It was actually Europe.
Oh.
Well, I'd say that.
Wizardry everywhere.
Okay.
Snortoff shows up.
Who?
Snortoff.
Snortoff the clown?
No. He's the evil Huakna.
Oh, my gosh.
None of this is made up.
Harry Potter says, I will kill you with my broomstick.
Are you currently having a stroke?
Snortoff shows up and says, oh, yeah, I have a broomstick, too. And then they're flying through the air trying to knock each other off, kind of like medieval times, but on broomsticks.
Okay. I love medieval times.
Harry Potter really dies, but then comes
I
back in the
so
next Harry Potter.
Much.
That's pretty cool.
We'll give them away,
right.
And people they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
I gotta go. I gotta go, dude. I just gotta leave. I gotta go.
It's not 10 o'clock yet.
Oh my gosh, somebody just texted in and said, by the way, somebody spoiled The Force Awakens.
Who was it?
told them the ending.
Well, let's do it.
No, okay.
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
Force Awakens.
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
Let's give it away.
We'll give them away. All right. And people, they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did, and here we go.
This is my
one
least
of the greatest
favorite thing.
Stop talking
right
Force
now.
Awakens.
Please stop talking. I swear.
Everybody was really excited.
And this is like giving
Harrison
me heartburn.
Ford is back. Harrison Ford is back.
He is.
We have Han Solo.
Please,
we
don't.
Love Han Solo.
Don't do this.
So when the Force
but
Awakened comes back,
you don't
back,
really see a lot of Luke if you get my drift.
Because you know why? Luke dies.
No,
Luke dies.
Don't ruin that.
What?
Don't say that.
Han Solo kills Luke.
Okay,
man, it was an accident.
It was a twist.
Oh, I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna pass out.
It was another accident.
Yes. Luke dressed up as the cyborg killer in the Star Wars Force Awakens.
I now know you're excuse when you were a kid for everything.
Oh my gosh! I went outside and all of the snakes' heads were cut off. It was an accident!
I broke the mantle with an axe. It was an accident! That's how...
We'll give them away,
right.
And people, they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did, and here we go.
Accident. Now you don't have to watch it.
You did save some people.
I'm
going to
have a hard time.
I did money and time. That's
you know
all
what,
I'm
the
trying
sweaty.
To do.
I've just decided something.
It's a little dim in here.
I think if the video, or not the video, if the movie or whatever is available for purchase, if the option is there for you to purchase the thing to have in your home, I think that's when the spoiler ban should be lifted. Mm. Because at that point, that person has had
it's
every opportunity
it's on you, not,
to see the
not
movie.
Me.
I mean, if it's in Redbox when it costs like a couple clams to go get your movie and watch it, then that's on you, friend. You waited
cents.
Too long.
99 cents.
You did it to yourself.
High five to somebody texting in on the live line. Said, dude, working at Blockbuster was great. 7 free rentals a week was awesome. By the way, if someone spoiled the end of a movie I wanted to see, in the words of the great Teo, that's a stabbing.
That's a stabbing.
That's a stabbing.
Denise has a great point. She said, I think that usually the trailers give away the plot for the entire film.
That's a good
case
point.
In point, Batman v Superman. There was nothing left to the imagination.
The best stuff was in the trailer.
We had 3 different people text in asking why Dex is doing a Bill Cosby impression. Because you don't. That's what you did! You totally went into this, like, weird, I don't know, like during Harry
into
Potter.
Into Star Wars!
No, it was.
What is that?
Into Star Wars!
No, you can't do it!
Now that I'm trying to do a Bill Cosby, I can't do it.
Pretend
not that
like
I want to do a Bill Cosby.
Why do you want to do a Bill Cosby?
I don't want to do a Bill Cosby.
Yeah,
do. No, I know. He's a horrible human being. No, I don't want to be Bill Cosby.
Allegedly.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, allegedly.
Stop talking!
You know what? Let me spoil that one for you, okay? I'm just kidding. I'm not
Bill Cosby.
It was an accident! Oh my god! I'm leaving!
I swear!
I can't be part of this anymore!
I swear!
That is the worst impression of all time!
I swear!
I'm out!
Hey, you know what we need to consider doing, though? I know we brought this up earlier. Because we have a clip from Robert Downey Jr. where he's talking to Jimmy Kimmel, and he kind of throws out some info about Spider-Man Homecoming, the new movie.
Mm-hmm.
We need to. Do you want to do it now?
Who had better seats, you or the accursed Captain America? Last
did he
night?
Show up?
He was at. Not only that, he told me he was bringing some of the New England Patriots with him to the premiere.
All I know is Chris Evans is such a nervous Nelly. He gets all. I mean, for you know, he plays a real butch guy in the movie.
Yeah,
I love Captain America. I hate to say it. I'm not supposed to say it.
Right.
I love Chris. I love Captain America. Before the premiere, he's all nervous. We're supposed to drive in the Audis. He's like, bro, I don't know. Should you go first or I should go first? I was like, man up, dude. We got to go to this premiere together.
What is he worried about? Do you know?
I think we all get jazzed. I mean, you know, I get pumped backstage before I come out here. I think it's just over time you get a little immune to it. And then once in a while you just realize, oh, this is exciting.
You had to convince Chris to take the role of Captain America. Was that difficult to talk him into that?
We'll hear from Robert Downey Jr. when we come back. Also, Steve-O, off the air this morning, you know, you brought up a good point about these celebrities that we put up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
You know, we think that they, you know, they're these perfect human beings. I mean, Captain America. You look at Chris Evans, you think Captain America.
Oh, dude, we actually have a pedestal in our house with a golden Chris Pratt statue.
That's an idol.
We only pray to it three times a day.
That's definitely an idol.
He is the Star Lord of Lords.
I caught myself praying to the idol. It
well,
was an
that's
accident.
It for me. I'll see you guys.
We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion on Star 88.
We're going to take a break and come right back.
We'll be right back.
It's time for the Morning Invasion. Here's Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on Star 88.
Let's get on with the show.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Kobe Bryant played his last game with the Lakers.
Tens of thousands of workers at telecom giant Verizon are officially on strike.
Ethan Couch, who as a minor avoided prison for killing four people in a drunk driving wreck in Fort Worth, Texas, cause his lawyer argued his affluent upbringing didn't teach him right from wrong, will now actually spend 2 years in the county jail.
An earthquake struck in a remote part of northwest Myanmar.
A new edition of the Pig Book documenting government waste is hot off the presses.
President Obama convened a meeting of his national security team at CIA headquarters.
The Commerce Department says retail sales declined 0.3%.
Southern Texas faces severe thunderstorms.
Napster co-founder Sean Park is giving $250 million of his own money to get about 300 scientists from different institutions to share their cancer study findings.
Syrian peace talks have resumed in Geneva.
A South Carolina state Senate hearing about a bill that would force transgenders to use restrooms on public property according to biological sex.
If you missed the show yesterday, you guys have to go and podcast it. It was really, really good. We had Double J on the show. He used to have a radio show. He got let go this past December. And he shared his news of where him and the fam are headed to next, the next little gig he got. And he really opened up about his life and you know what he and his family went through when they were growing up.
You know, my mom and dad were, and I've never really talked about this on the radio, but my mom and dad were really those overzealous Christians.
Mm-hmm.
They were very over the top.
Mm.
And they actually joined, like, this church. I call it, now that I look back, you know, I'm 40 years old now, I look back and I go, man, I can't believe you guys were there at that place. You know, now this minister is in prison. And
it was a cult.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I didn't know if I could say that.
No,
yeah,
no. You totally
can. All right.
Man, he went on. He opened up, shared some things that were amazing. That he, you know, that he actually shared some of that stuff. You know, and we really got to, you know, talk about what it means to be a Christian. What does that look like? You can check out the whole interview. Go to our podcast, Morning Invasion. It's up at iTunes, Google Play. Good morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you guys? I'm great. How are you?
Who is this?
This is Breezy.
Breezy, would you sing us a song, please?
I can't.
Nope.
It'll hurt your ears. You don't want to hear that.
I love things that hurt my ears. Would you please sing us a song?
No, no. But I did want to tell you guys something with the spoilers.
Mm.
So when The Force Awakens came out, we didn't get to see it till a couple days after Christmas.
Yep.
So I totally shut off all the social media. I stayed away from the internet. I didn't want to hear or know anything about anything with The Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, my husband would come home, and he would say something like, guess what? Oh. I'm like, what? He's like, spoiler alert. I'm like, no, no, don't tell me. And he would tell me, well, there's this rumor that Chewbacca's going to die. I'm like, why are you telling me this? And he's like, it's okay. He doesn't actually die. I'm like, why are you telling me this? I still want this to be a surprise to me. Like, whether Chewbacca dies or not, I just want to know during the movie that if I think he's going to die, I want it to be a surprise by the end.
Yeah. Right.
But Yeah, I'm totally with Steve-O on that.
Dude, I stayed away. Yeah, I stayed away from like the last two trailers for the Star Wars movie because I just didn't want to see too much. I wanted to experience it in the theater. I did the same thing. Got away from social media. Got away from everything. Refused to get on the internet.
You guys are ridiculous.
Until I saw the movie.
Yeah, no, I was even like, no, it would just drive me insane when my husband would do it, and then I can hear myself in the background on the radio,
stop
and it's
it,
freaking me
listening.
Out.
Calm down.
Crazy,
calm down. Calm down. Calm down. Take
it's
a deep
crazy.
Breath.
You're radio stalking yourself. It's weird.
I know. It's like I can hear myself in another dimension or something.
What's the movie that you want to see that you haven't yet?
That I haven't seen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to watch the Batman movie, but it sounds kind of terrible, so I don't really want to see it anymore.
Listen, let me tell you the ending so you don't have to go see it.
All that right. Works.
Okay. Hold, please.
Let's ruin the endings of movies. All right. Let's ruin the endings of movies. We'll give them away. And people, they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did, and here we go.
At the end of Batman v Superman.
At the end of the movie, Aquaman comes out and apologizes to Marvel because they can't do it as well.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Sorry, DC friends. I know that's probably making you mad.
I started to say I was going to
tell
her.
Everybody, I want to remind you, 505-652-CATS.
That's not...
That's the number of the Beanstown National Feline.
Okay.
You can totally text it. Are your cat questions? It's pretty legit.
Yeah.
I've already had to block some people because they're stupid, and I'm really excited about it.
Okay.
I'm
good.
Calling it the Beanstown National Feline.
Did you just revoke people's freedom of speech?
Yeah, I did, because this is my freedom of speech.
Wow.
Yeah?
Steve-O, they can also text our show.
That's 505-585-LIVE. Text us on the live line.
That's right. Do it right now. Yeah. Before the break, Robert Downey Jr. was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the role as Iron Man. Jimmy was asking him questions about the premiere and how was it? How was the premiere? And Robert said, it was so great. This is going to be the greatest movie ever. And he talked about Spider-Man and how Spider-Man is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And he also talked about Captain America, the man that he fights against. It's a civil war, guys.
It's a civil war.
Who had better seats, you or the accursed Captain America last night?
Did he show up?
He was at. Not only that, he told me he was bringing some of the New England Patriots with him to the premiere.
All I know is Chris Evans is such a nervous Nelly. He gets all, I mean, for, you know, he plays a real butch guy in the movie.
Yeah.
I love Captain America. I hate to say it. I'm not supposed to say it.
Right.
I love Chris. I love Captain America. Before the premiere, he's all nervous and we're supposed to drive in the Audis. He's like, bro, I don't know. Should you go first or I should go first? I was like, man up, dude. We got to go to this premiere together.
What is he worried about? Do you know?
I think we all get jazzed. I mean, you know, I get pumped backstage before I come out here. I think it's just over time you get a little immune to it. And then once in a while you just realize, oh, this is exciting.
You had to convince Chris to take the role of Captain America. Was that difficult to talk him into that?
You know, this great, in hindsight, I get to take credit for everything, right? Oh. There's no Marvel Cinematic Universe without me. Yeah, I did everything.
It's like you're like,
it's true. It's so true.
You're indoctrinating people into a cult. He's the one that said it, though. He made this up?
I don't want to say he made it up. Do you think I just call people on the phone and say, listen, you're going to do this movie?
I don't know.
What am I like?
I don't know what you're up to.
You're right.
That's really kind of cool to hear about Chris Evans. Because, you know, I can relate to that as a guy that's, it gets hard for me. I get anxiety when I go out in public and I'm kind of socially awkward at times, just depending on the day and how I feel. So to hear, you know, other people struggle with that, it helps me.
He actually turned down the role a few times. I was reading an interview with Chris Evans himself, who said that he turned down the role a few times because he was scared. It wasn't a one-picture deal, obviously. You're going into it as Captain America. Well, Chris Evans actually has social anxiety. So there are times where he is more withdrawn. He doesn't like the spotlight. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be in the spotlight. And so he said, quote, in doing movies one at a time, if all of a sudden you decide you don't want to do it anymore, you're afforded the opportunity to take a step back, recalibrate. But when you have a giant contract, if all of a sudden you're not responding well, too bad, you got to suit up again. And that was scary. He was approached by Marvel And his contract is a 9-movie deal. He has to appear in 9 Marvel films.
How many movies has he been in so far?
Okay. Captain America. He had a cameo in Thor. Does that count?
Do those count, the cameos?
He literally had that split-second Loki cameo in the second Thor film. Remember that?
I think it's a full picture, right?
Full picture?
That seems like a lot, though.
Nine, dude.
His thing ends with Infinity War 2.
He's Captain America. Does it? 9 mm-hmm. pictures? Okay. Huh. Hey, obviously, the 2 Avengers films. There's been 2 Captain America films. Civil War is 5. Maybe it does count, then, that cameo. That would be 6.
Unless he pops up in, like, the Spider-Man movie, which he's rumored to pop up
in. Yeah, that could be 7, and then 8 and 9 would be the Infinity War films. I don't know, man. That's a lot to think about, though. Mm. And so he initially turned it down multiple times. He said, I was saying no out of fear, really. You can't do anything out of fear. You can't be doing something because you're scared. I ended up kind of clicking. And the way that whatever you're scared of, you push yourself into it. And that's why he eventually accepted the role as Captain America. And I got to tell you, Captain America is one of my favorite comic book characters, like, ever. And he's been perfect.
Yeah.
I was so glad because I know a lot of people were initially upset because, like, wait, he was a Human Torch and he's like this dumb frat boy. Mm. And he has been absolutely – he's nailed the character of Steve Rogers. And
he does a great job.
I'm glad he accepted. But it's one of those reminders that we're all human beings.
Yeah.
We all have the same faults or shortcomings or whatever, if you will. And if we succumb to fear, we could be choked out by something great. Yeah. Because the Bible reminds us that we're not given to a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And if we allow fear to overcome, if we allow fear to just kind of step in and hinder us from doing something, if we're not willing to take that step out because we're afraid,
amen.
We're gonna miss out on quite a bit. We almost missed out on Chris Evans as Captain America, and that would have been sad.
That's cool because, you know, like I said, as somebody who's just like that, deals with social anxiety.
Right.
I remember growing up, I used to pray that God would change me,
mm-hmm.
and that I didn't want to be that way. And
he said, "You get one face, Dex.
That's it. Yeah, right.
I've already given it to you."
Here's what I found out is that, you know, God's this amazing creator who created so many different types of people. And if we were all the same, really, how it'd be weird and boring and
we'd all speak
annoying.
In a robot voice.
Okay.
And the fact that God made me the way that I am and that I've been able to be a part of some amazing things in my life. You know, I was on the radio for 15 years over there, and now I started this amazing show with these two, and you know, God's using it, you know, to do amazing things. And to be able to talk when I'm not a talker,
mm-hmm.
that's God. That's a really cool thing.
Yeah.
And you're right, Steve-O. You know, when that fear comes in, that's when you got to face it and just you got to go for it.
Absolutely. So on his contract, it's only 5 have counted, including Civil War. So he has 4 more pictures.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. That's crazy, right? 4 more pictures.
That's good.
According to this. So...
how much was the contract? How much does he get?
9-picture deal. It doesn't say how much.
Probably like $1 billion.
Because here's the deal. Just the Captain America films, not including the Avengers movies, just the Captain America films so far have earned more than $400 million in the U.S. alone.
Wow.
Who knows?
Crazy, man.
9-picture deal.
Crazy.
Which kind of stinks if you think about it, because that means on one hand he took it at a certain rate and said, yeah, man, I'll do it for 9 pictures, and all of a sudden it's this ginormous success. You can't go restructure said contract.
Yeah.
Unless you're Robert Downey Jr., in which case he was brilliant and said, I won't take much money. I just want a percentage of whatever the Avengers movies makes. And he has been raking in the dough.
He's been like the number one most money-making celebrity for the past few years. And think about that. It's because he was smart enough to say, you know what? It's all good. Just give me a percentage.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. Because at the time, if you think about it, they weren't sure how it was going to go.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, this could work.
Mm-hmm.
It could not work.
Right.
Iron Man was pretty good.
But wait, guys. I thought in Civil War, Captain America dies.
Yeah.
I can either confirm or
play that thing.
We'll give them away.
All right.
And people, they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
Captain America does not die in the Civil War comics. Bucky takes over as Captain America. I read the entire Brubaker run. It is one of my favorite runs in all of comic history. He does not die in Civil War.
Hey, that's so cool, man. You guys so cool.
Civil War written by Mark Millar. He does not die in the Civil War film.
Yeah, so cool.
Or in the
nerd stuff probably really excites you because you're a nerd.
However, events from Civil War lead directly into what happens in the Brubaker run.
Hello.
I am so excited because in local news, something incredible is about to be built on Sandia Peak.
I hope this happens.
I do too, because we are going to go day of.
Gosh, guys, we have to make this happen.
Are you ready to this? Are you ready for this?
I'm ready to this.
Sandia Peak may be getting some new perks soon. They need the help of the Bernalillo County Commissioners. The plan is for a total renovation at one of the top spots in Albuquerque, at the top of the world here, guys. Sandia Peak Ski Company and Peak Dining LLC are asking for a ton of money to revamp the peak. The money would be used for brand new fine dining restaurant, bistro, and a bar, plus the installation of a mountaintop roller coaster.
A roller coaster on the top of the mountain. How cool would that be?
Have you thought about the science behind that? Like at a mile high, the elevation, and if you're traveling at a rate of speed higher than 2 G's, it can cause you to black out.
Real quick, I'm just going to pray that God will shut you up right now. Okay, it worked. All right, according to Benny Abruzzo, president of Sandia Peak, the coaster would be the first of its kind in New Mexico. Riders would hop in the coaster at the top of the tram and zip down the mountain like kings!
Yeah!
Nope.
You not like roller coasters?
I love roller coasters.
What do you mean you wouldn't like this then?
He hates heights, dude.
That's what's amazing about roller coasters. I don't like heights either, but that's why they're so amazing.
I love normal roller coasters.
No, check this out, guys.
What, like the teacups?
This is what we do.
It's not a roller coaster.
We ride the tram up the mountain. Our adrenaline will be going nuts. They'll say, if you look outside now, you're about 2.5 seconds from the ground. Oh. You know, and so it's awesome. And then we get to the top. Me and Dex are so stoked. Oh my gosh, Steve-O's over in the corner puking his brains out.
Yeah.
And so then we push him into that bar so he can take care of things. Yeah. And then we get on the roller coaster and zip down that mountain like kings. And then one of us has to drive him home because he took it a little too far.
You guys are legends.
Quit taking it so far.
Not going down.
It's
going
to be amazing.
No, it is not. Because you know what happened? The last time they opened a new coaster here in town, I got like the press day for it. And we went to Uncle Cliff's or whatever.
But that's a fun roller coaster.
It's not the roller coaster. Their latest ride was that Sidewinder, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that thing's
sweet.
That
thing.
What?
You are a dumb.
It makes me want to throw up.
I'm with Teo.
I love it.
It was press day, and they were like, all right, guys, and the news was there, and we're all there, and we get on the ride, and they're like, all right, well, we need to get a couple angles. Channel 13 or whoever's there, and they're like, all right, just start it. And so we're like starting, and they're like, all right, and then they're like moving the camera equipment around, and so we had this extra long ride, and it's like spinning putting you around in the air, and
terrible.
I was like,
extra long.
I'm gonna throw up on the news.
Yeah, if you stay up,
I'm gonna throw up on the news.
Yeah, I would too.
I remember Waverly.
I was so mad.
Waverly played Freedom Fest, and we sound checked, and it was like, "Well, what do we do now? Well, you guys have access to all the rides if you want to go ride." And we were like, "Heck yeah!" And so we go and we ride the coaster, and then we ride some other thing, and we didn't do the log flume because it was like, I don't want to get wet. We got to play. And then it was like, "Well, what about that thing?" And I think Steve or Joey one was like, "Well, that's the new thing."
Yeah,
you guys
pretty
can do
intense.
It. I'm not doing it. So we did it. I'll never forget because it was kind of hot. It was like Albuquerque hot in the summer, you know, where like you get in the shade and you're comfortable, but then you get in the sun and you're like, ah. So I'm on that thing and it's going and it's fun for about 15 seconds and it's like, all right, when's it over? And then I started feeling real sick and I got off that ride and I remember going and just laying down on the sidewalk the middle of Freedom Fest, all these people just having to step over me because the sidewalk in the shade was nice and cool, and it was helping me not throw up.
First time Amberlynn ever played Freedom Fest. It was after soundcheck, before the gates open, and at the time, is it called the Rattler? The big
Rattler.
Roller coaster?
Rattler. Okay.
Rattler was a big roller coaster. And so I'm like, guys, we should go on the Rattler. It's fun. Yeah, it's like a wooden coaster. Blah, blah,
it's
blah,
not
blah,
bad.
Blah.
You just classic.
Well, the dude that was operating the ride back then, it was like early 2000s.
Right.
Huge fan of Amberlynn. He was like, paper thin him, bro! Dude. So it's literally me and the band. And we get on this roller coaster. We should call Steven because I'm wondering if he remembers how awful this was.
He'll answer and go, oh? Hey, guys.
We got on the Rattler, and we do it. Yeah, Rattler. And we come back around, and it's like, this train isn't stopping.
Keeps going?
Yeah. He's like, woo, for you guys. Because they were, like, testing the roller coaster. Oh,
that's the worst one
to
test.
So it was like, whoa, yeah, went around. Okay, let's get up. Nope, not getting off.
That's the worst roller coaster for fat people.
It went around three times. Like, it went around, boom, nonstop, and then came back around, slow down, yeah. We're stopping, no, we're not stopping. Oh, ding, 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 ding. I'm like,
it hurts.
I'm going to throw up
the
and
Rattler,
laugh.
It wrecks your body.
Yeah, dude.
It does. Awesome.
Seriously, by the third time, I was like, chiropractic care, I need it. It was awful, dude, and I seriously almost hurled.
So, here we go. There are going to be days of review, public comment before final action will be taken. Let's see. The commissioners made it clear the $9 million whatever that was raised will not be using county money. But, again, they have to get the U.S. Forest Service approval. They have to keep checking all this stuff.
Yeah.
Reviews, public comment. And so they
don't
have
get your hopes up is what you're saying.
Don't, because they have a quiz here on KRQE, and it says, are you voting? Like, do you want the coaster? Yes, no, I don't know.
Well, yes.
50%, 50.5%.
What?
Yes. 48.4%.
What?
No.
So are you kidding?
Like neck
it's
and neck.
Split.
Yeah.
Are
and
you kidding?
There's 1%, I don't know. That literally one person said, I don't know. Well. Make a decision, dummy.
Sorry, that was me.
Steve-O!
The idea of going with you guys sounds extremely awesome because you're my besties and I love you and I'll support you in anything you want to do, but the thought of me getting on a roller coaster that literally flies down Sandia Mountain makes me want to die inside. So, still 50-50, man. Can't decide.
No, dude.
I'm unsure.
We gotta do this. It's for America.
Oh! Only if a bald eagle will swoop down beside my shoulder as I fly to my death down Sandia Mountain.
There it is, the
that
eagle.
That was a chicken.
We're done with the show, everybody.
Praise the Lord!
Thank you so
is
much.
Is it Friday?
Tomorrow, yeah, tomorrow. If you'd like to text us, you can continue to do that. 585-LIVE, 585-5483. Email us, studio@star88.fm. Of course, Facebook, all that.
You know it.
We love you guys. Thank you so much. Hit the podcast. It'll be up in a little bit. iTunes, Google Play, star88.fm. Goodbye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.